listen, laugh, and learn. Welcome to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to another live edition of the Don Miller Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. Hey, Holly, I heard you and Don talking about me.
But it was all love, mm-hmm. all love.
Y'all trying to call me a square. It's okay. I've been called a square all my life.
I said she was the house mom of the Don Miller radio show.
That sounds like some kind of
strip club.
Or
no, that is not what she called it.
That's not a strip. You're not a mama's son. Not that I know anything about that or anything.
It's what?
She keeps everything straight.
That's what
I don't want to be the house mom to a bunch of grown men.
You were square. That's what you are. I was just saying, me and Holly got this bottle. Shout out to Richie, bottle of Macallan. And yes, I ain't really had Macallan before. Holly's had it. So I just want to drink it with somebody who can appreciate it. But this damn bottle of wine, is it wine?
Yeah, no, it's wine.
No, it ain't. It's whiskey.
It's in a tall bottle.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, that's so innocent. It's in a tall bottle.
It was a tall bottle. You're right.
Huh? Oh, you're listening to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. You are going to want to join the Lively Art of Conversation today, because we have a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
321-339-1055 is the number to dial. If you have not done it already, you want to go ahead to your app store. Android, Apple, you know what it is. Download the Florida Man Radio app so you can join the conversation that way as well, because there's a microphone on there that gives you 30 seconds.
30 seconds
to be the star of the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what they said anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
And it will cut you off.
Yeah, what's it sound like, Colin?
That's all you get.
Oh, my goodness.
Make sure you get your 30 seconds in quickly.
Then it snatches you.
It snatches you.
Yeah, snatches you right out of that. Boy, I'll tell you what they told me. I don't know if they told y'all, but that's what they told me right there. But anyway, thank you so much, everybody. 321-339-1055, the number to dial, the Don Miller Show, Florida Man Radio. Let's do this. Good morning, everybody.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got my money, my whiskey.
That wasn't seven. That was all done. But look, listen, Holly.
But we need that in the rotation, Steve.
That's good.
Shout him out of the sky.
Now, Holly, I believe you can dance. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yeah, Holly can dance. Yes.
Yeah, I can see Holly doing the Chicago swing. However.
Step, not swing.
Chicago step. Okay. What is the other one? Is a swing, though.
Yeah, that ain't Chicago.
What is the other one that's a swing?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's...
We don't care.
Whatever.
Oh, God.
My point is, I can see Don, I can see Holly dancing, but I definitely cannot see you. I can't see it.
Oh, wow.
I can't step. Yes.
I've seen Don two-step.
You've seen the two-step. Yeah. But yeah, I can see him doing a two-step.
Not a...
That's it, though. Two steps.
What are we doing Friday? Okay, leave me alone. Coming here just to pick on me, man.
Mm-mm.
Y'all coming here just to pick on me? I came here to do a damn radio show. Y'all coming here just to pick on me?
And it is a Chicago swing. I knew what I was talking about. There is a Chicago swing.
Again, it's called stepping, and it's not.
There is a Chicago swing.
Okay. That sounds like some serious accusations there.
It is. Go look it up. I knew I was.
But again, thank you so much. Come on, look, dude, leave me alone.
You can't do it.
You know what I mean? You just always.
Wait, it'd be the funny part, Don. Wait, dude.
Leave me alone, man. I just want, you know.
That's when all the sweetheart stuff going on.
This is called getting up in Don's feelings Friday.
You know, she always want to prove me wrong. It's like I'm so tired of everybody walking down the street. They want to prove me wrong. You know, I'm tired of being proven wrong. I just want to have a good time, okay?
Have a good time.
I got my whiskey. Want to have a good time, man. Come on, man. Come on. It's amazing, man. A brother just can't chill no more. It's like y'all doing too much, man.
It's going to be all right.
Turn that damn sad-ass music off, man. What is you doing, man?
Because you're over here crying.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back, man.
Holly, he the only person I know that takes shots at everybody in America, but he can't take no blows.
Can't take a lick.
Oh, boy.
He can't take an open hand blow, man.
Come on.
See what I mean?
Open hand blow just like it's like I'm a free hand slap. That's what I'm going to do. I'm a free hand slap.
Oh, Holly, thank you so much,
everybody. Welcome back.
Oh, that D'Amico.
To the That's Insult so Don Miller love. At his own damn radio show. Thank you very much.
We love you.
Oh, man. Got a lot to get to today.
Is that your ringer?
I could have sworn I heard it. My phone.
Uh-huh. So you be getting on Holly with the background noise. Come on.
Okay. Again, thank you so much.
Oh, D'Amico. D'Amico winning today.
Stop, Holly.
Look at that. So we just got a text message from a guy. He said, we fighting over dancing.
And he eating a fried, what's that, fried chicken breast sandwich? That don't look like more than a chicken
that
breast.
That look like a whole chicken.
Jonathan Morris.
Jonathan Morris.
Okay. It just sent a picture of a whole chicken between two pieces of bread.
Oh, wow.
And he's bringing that by when?
No, he don't need to bring that.
That's how you want to know, huh?
I think everybody in the neighborhood could eat this sandwich. That's too big, Jonathan.
He's a big guy.
And he's driving down the road, right? Like, come on, man. You got to do better. Hey, thank you so much, everybody. I got a lot to get to today. I want to go back and forth, in and out. We're going to have a good time. The motto of this show is...
Listen, laugh, and learn.
I'm laughing this morning, y'all. I'm going to laugh at a bunch of people. I'm going to point the finger at people. Shout out to Real Rap Kane, who's very aggressive.
Man, get off route, man.
He's very aggressive, man. That dude right there got a level of aggression, man.
He is military.
Man, dude, you know what? It's just that military. He can go from 0 to 100. He's pretty calm, but when he go, he go.
Isn't that what you want in the military, guy?
I love it.
You got to go to 0 to 1,000 in 2 seconds.
I'm right behind
him. Yeah, man. Let me tell you, that real rap, boy. We had to buckle him into the chair yesterday.
Yeah, but he was right, though.
He was right. He was absolutely right. Right? But we had to,
buckle him down, put his seatbelt on.
I want to shout out Ash. If Ash wasn't here, I think it'd have been a situation. Again, thank you.
Oh, wow.
You
did say something that triggered him for a half a second.
No, the caller said something that triggered him. The dude called in and tried to go at him. And,
I'm a black guy, and I'm calling in, and I think you guys need to be more in the middle of the conversation. I think it's important that we should have
a stay in court.
Sean comes, he should have his day in court, and I think to say that he's a rapist is, I think it's unfair. I think everyone deserves a day in court.
That's how he said. Then I say, Dan, what's your race? I'm black. I'm like, okay, guys.
So why we have to identify our race all the time now?
With me?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do it to everybody else. Stop doing it. Okay. Right, Holly? I'm going to do it to everybody else. Stop doing it. Okay. When they take it off the scissors, I'm going to stop doing it.
You said when they take it off
the scissors, I'm going to stop doing it. Once they take race off the scissors, you ain't never going to hear me say nothing about it no more. Right? Tell you if I'm wrong. Huh? Okay, since I was 22 years old, I'm going to tell you this.
I ain't stopping till they stop.
I'm going to stop when they stop. I was 23 years old, and I went for a job interview, and I called the lady on my mama's phone. She had that dial phone.
Oh, here we go again.
I called the lady, and they was hiring at this employment agency. And the lady answered the phone. I said, hi, how are you? Good morning. She said, good morning. I said, look, I'm really interested in applying for the position you have available as a telemarketer. And she was like, oh, absolutely. The position is available. And she said, what's your name? I tell her my name. And she was like, oh, my God, listen, just get down here in the morning. By 8 o'clock, the job is yours. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, absolutely. I said, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, ma'am. I'll see you tomorrow morning. So I get up. I put on my best outfit.
Using your interview
okay,
voice.
Listen to me. And I hopped my ass on the train. I took the train downtown to Chicago to Washington Street. Got off. Went to the bathroom at the little store on the corner. Fixed my collar. Made sure I was all right. And I went in and I sat down. There were three people in the waiting room. And she came out, called everybody's name. And finally, I'm sitting there. Everybody gone. It's an hour and 22 minutes after I was supposed to be there. I was there before them. And say, excuse me, when she comes back out, she's like, I said, yeah, I'm Don Miller. I spoke with you. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, young man. That position has been filled.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it till they stop doing it. Okay? I know I ain't get that job because the way I look, I sounded right. I sounded right, didn't I?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anything is possible when you sound Caucasian on the phone.
That's true.
Okay, so that was at age 16. What was your recent?
23.
What's your most recent? And now you're 70. So what's your recent? What's your recent?
When I got to fill out the census and they want to know what color I am. Okay, stop asking me what color I am. Look, I would like to walk in transparency too. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's be clear now. Okay. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to look, stop talking about it. I stop talking about it. Why y'all got to know on the census what color I am?
I agree. I don't. Okay. When they ask race, I don't fill it out.
Stemming? Why it don't make a difference?
Other or decline?
It don't make a difference, Holly.
No.
All it's gonna do is identify.
Well, if it benefited you, then that would be great. But it does nothing for you. But actually, it puts you in a box.
Yeah, I'm telling you right
now. That's all they're looking to do.
I've been checked every other box except Negro, okay? I done showed up and called everybody off guard. I'm like, don't you're Asian? Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I thought it said
you
Asian.
You identify as Asian?
No, I thought it said aging. Oh, okay, I'm aging.
What'd you say to me?
You identify as
Asian. I'm trans-Asian.
Trans-Asian. Oh, my God.
Oh, give us a call. 321.
That's a whole new thing.
Okay, let's check out an open mic real quick.
Already? We got
They couldn't wait for us to get in here. And Bubba went long. Stephen came fast.
I just found this radio station today, man. This is the best radio station I ever listened to. Man, this is great. Keep up the good work, guys. Love it. This is what we need. We need more of this. Have a blessed day and weekend.
But again, cool. Thank you so much, man. Hey, no, for real.
No lies detected.
Let me just say this for real, in real life, guys and ladies. Guys and lady, right? We got a call the other day, guys. Like, you talk about race a lot, and this is not the station for it. Well, when y'all stop talking about it, I'm going to stop talking about it. I got to give up what I want to talk about? This is the Don Miller Show. Huh? We just listened.
We can't talk about it. I mean, come on.
We just listened to Bubba the Love Spoon 4 hours right here on Florida Man Radio.
Talking about the black, right. The big black mermaid.
Right. Anybody call him and say, stop that? Stop that, right?
Because everybody's listening is like-minded.
You say like-minded.
They like-minded.
I got a couple of things I want to get to. Again, thank you so much, everybody. The motto of this show is always listen, laugh, and learn. We take on very serious topics. But this is what are we doing Friday? What are we doing Friday? Who invented this?
I did.
Demeka Page invented what are we doing Friday?
Page.
Okay. Yeah. We know Stedman did.
It's your saying we know that Stedman you use all the time.
Okay. Dubai is flooding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dubai is flooding. Yeah,
they had all the rain in one day. Yeah.
So Dubai is flooding.
They had a Genesis flood.
We got to go to damn break already. Bubba Man. What is you throwing your fist up for?
I was throwing a thumb like, hey, if you want a cut, I got one.
You got a cut.
You need a cut sign.
Yeah, we need a cut. Like, hit your neck, man. Okay, let's listen to this clip.
Extreme weather doesn't begin to capture what's happening in Dubai. This week, the largest city in the United Arab Emirates got about 2 years' worth of rain in one day. And CBS's Chris Livesay reports they're still trying to get one of the world's busiest airports back to normal.
A parched desert turned into a lake. Some 10 inches of rain in a single storm.
Water too much.
More than the United Arab Emirates had seen in 75 years.
Because there is so much of water here.
It's absolutely horrendous. It's the worst I've ever seen it in Dubai. And we've seen some bad storms in the past, but this was like nothing else. It was like an alien invasion. The sky just kept on flashing thunder, non-stop, almost non-stop. I've never seen so much rain in all my life.
In this oil-rich region, luxury vehicles plowed through the highways and streets transformed into muddy rivers.
Am I wrong to say I don't care? I don't care. Hey. Too bad for y'all, okay? Yeah. They over there cloud seeding. They got a machine to make it rain. Let me tell you something. Let's go to the phone line. See, I've been wanting to talk about this for a long-ass time.
They cloud seed.
They seed in the cloud, okay? Oh, wow. Go ahead. How you doing? You're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from this morning?
Man, it's John from Atlanta again, brother. How are y'all?
Hey, John, what's up?
What's going on, boss?
Man, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I live in Atlanta, and I don't even listen to my local stuff around here because y'all got it going on that hard, okay? When y'all were on 10 to 12, I was mad because you started something, you can't finish it, and then you start something else the next day. It makes me mad. Now you're on 4 hours? Dude, I'm all about that, all right? Bubba kind of comes off the thing with, like, teenage stuff. Then you come across the thing from a black perspective and really a teaching perspective. And then Shannon comes in with penis pumps.
Hey, leave Shando alone.
He's making him great again.
Leave Shando alone. That's my man.
Oh, wow.
He is mine, too. Now, hey. I'll razz him, too, man. But I'm going to tell you, though, really and truly, I'm y'all's age, Holly and Don. I'm y'all's age, dude. I grew up on, you know, the same kind of background. And for y'all to try to teach the younger audience how it really was, man, I can relate.
All right.
I'm so glad that y'all are bringing it out there like that. Y'all keep it
Appreciate
up.
You.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, let me ask you a question. I want you to keep listening.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we get ready to talk about some nonsense up in your ragged-ass city.
Oh, well, I wish you would. Somebody needs to.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, Holly, I don't care about Dubai, Stedman. I don't care. May
Have
all
you
their,
ever looked at Dubai?
May all their Bentleys and Rolls Royces sink, okay?
I have zero tolerance for them.
Okay.
So what?
I don't care. I don't even know why it's a story. You build a fake-ass city in the middle of the water with a bunch of tall-ass buildings. Then you get a bunch of goofballs who want to go over there and take selfies and show people they went somewhere that they couldn't afford, right?
Oh, wow.
I don't care because in the Word of God, it said something that we all done forgot.
Well.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. Better get
Better
ready.
Get ready.
Keep it in mind.
Better stand by. God show me and know the rainbow side. Whenever I need you all.
It's gonna rain, y'all. Better run to the ark.
Oh, boy, I remember this song. That's a good song.
That was a great song.
That's a good song.
That's a great song, and I'm telling you right now.
You have a whole playlist ready.
Come on in this house. Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back.
You ain't got to tell me to come on in this house.
So everybody's upset. Dubai has been cloud seeding. That's shooting some up in the clouds and making it rain. And now they done glitched, okay? Let me explain something to you.
Oops.
Hey, now they were looking over here at us like, help. No, y'all got a
y'all
gang.
Got some buckets? Y'all got some buckets?
Y'all got more money than we got. Okay, some of them people that went over there took some selfies. Now, you know how many people over there right now in them expensive-ass hotels in the airport, and they ain't got no drainage system. You know they ain't got a sewer. Mm-hmm. It ain't a sewer in Dubai, right? Water just sitting there.
Just soak it up.
Water just sitting there like, I'm going to water. I'm water.
Oh, wow.
You better come on in this house. It's going to rain. Am I insensitive?
Better stop playing with God's stuff.
Am I exactly. That was my exact thought, Holly.
Am I insensitive?
Yeah. You keep thinking you wiser than he is. Okay.
Hey. Am I insensitive?
You think you know more than he do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You think you know more about his creation than he do? Okay.
You see,
who's going to win that game.
No offense to God, but gotcha, bitch. I'm telling you, he got to tell you something.
Is that what he said, Holly?
Keep playing. Got to, bitch.
Let me get this right. You going to see God's clouds. Like, God, you tripping, man. We need to see these clouds. No, it's how. No, this is how. God, you are tripping. We need to see the clouds.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We got the money to see the clouds.
Holly, what God say to him?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 321-339-1055, The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio. That's real what you just said, though. It was pretty blasphemous, but it was real in the field.
I don't know how he said it.
But I didn't say it, God. That was Holly.
He know me.
That was just a translation. That's all. Yeah. He probably did say it, but that was just our translation of what he said.
That was God's translation in the body. Form, okay? Gotcha, bitch.
It's like, keep playing with me.
You're not running up on me. Yeah. Seed my clouds. They're my clouds.
You know, and we make jokes about, you know, God and religion and stuff, but y'all believe we believe that.
Stephen, okay. They gonna see God's clouds. Them ain't even your clouds, Akbar.
Yeah.
You
stupid. Huh? Yeah, y'all just playing.
Akbar like, we gonna make the clouds rain.
We're going to make it rain.
God's like, watch this. I'm gonna flip the switch. Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think I will? Goodness. I'll do it.
It's be raining, Akbar. Turn it off. Nope, you ain't no switch to turn it off.
Oh, sorry, I don't have a switch to turn it off.
Thank you so much. Y'all terrible people. There are people over there getting their Gucci shoes wet as we speak, and y'all out here making fun of these people.
I don't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry, I can't feel sorry for somebody.
You ever had your Ferragamo soaking wet, or your Bentley? You ever had your Maybach? You ever had water in the engine of your Maybach? Nope, because you never had a Maybach. Okay?
Yeah. Huh? Thank you.
You ever had your Lamborghini moisture come inside the...
See if Lamborghinis can float.
I saw one...
We sound like guys, but we sound like picture. We have wealth envy.
But I'm looking at the guy. I'm looking at this guy. He's in a Range Rover, and it is full. I mean, he's sitting in it. He's sitting in the Range Rover, and the water is all the way up to the door inside the truck.
Where's the guy with the gold Range Rover? Solid gold Range Rover. Hey, let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. Very insensitive morning here. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Hey, happy Friday. It's the Laugh and Learn crew. It's awesome.
Hey, baby boy.
Hey, so I did some research. It's actually 56% more expensive to live in New York than it is Dubai.
Okay.
So it's actually cheaper to go to Dubai to hang out than New York.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Really? And you called us with that ridiculous ass information to say what? It ain't raining in New York.
Back check, you guys.
Hey man. So you checking us? You doing your due diligence research?
Wow.
Yeah, because I want to visit Dubai at some point.
I want to visit Dubai.
I do too.
But it's not underwater.
Y'all take y'all swimming trunks, okay? Y'all going over to Dubai.
Hey, at least I'm white. I know how to swim.
Ooh, touche.
That ain't funny because I can swim too. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you.
It's
a little aggressive.
We got the token black guy. He can swim. Holly will represent us.
I can swim. I can't swim.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you, man, with your racist ass. He said, I'm white. I can swim.
Hey, I love it.
Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. The phone lines are open as well as the open mic.
We did a break again?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we did a break, man. You listen to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
I want to dedicate this to everybody in Dubai.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the cat go in. She fucking...
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn.
Should have done Rubber Ducky, You're the One.
That's next.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you so much. I saw Akbar walking in the rain.
That's the only name you know is Akbar.
Akbar. Yeah, that sounds like a name, dude. Akbar. I saw Muhammad.
That's like somebody says about somebody black.
Floating in the Bentley. Okay, go ahead.
Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Or you can head over to the Florida Man Radio app and hit the microphone and leave us an open mic. Give us, you have 30 seconds. 30 seconds to be the star of the show.
I have compassion fatigue and like, when it's a breaking news story. No, when it's a breaking news story that a country that we've watched that wasn't even a country 30, 40 years ago, and they done built this big-ass monstrosity with the tallest building in the world, and the richest people are gallivanting on the made-up beaches and the golden Ferraris and the Lamborghinis with diamond-encrusted rims. And then you tell me the Lord done hit it. I'm just surprised he didn't go to Atlanta first. The Lord coming back, okay? I just think, I always thought Atlanta was Babylon. Nope. San Francisco, then Atlanta. But I'm just like, I'm surprised he hit Dubai first. But I'm telling you, it is in his time in which he moved, okay?
All right, man.
It is in his time in which he moved, huh? Pass me not, old gentle savior.
You're the one. You make bath time. He just changed everything we did to white.
Yeah.
Everything. Just like that.
Just people watch Sesame Street too. Come on,
man.
Stem
is trying to keep up, but he over there. Trying to keep up. We love him so much, man. But again, stay with us today on the Don Miller Show. 321-339-1055. Drop us an open mic again in real life. My feelings and thoughts go out to those people in Dubai.
And I think any bizarre weather, incident is something worth paying attention to.
I think maybe.
Definitely.
But they created this.
But they did that themselves.
They cloud seeded. Mm-hmm. They sent something up in them clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Mm-hmm. They sent something because some rich ass builder or some rich ass oil tycoon, okay, decided they wanted their garden to be green. Man, you had to make it rain.
But you got to remember, though, it's not like the atmosphere is disconnected.
Okay.
So if that's going on in that part of the country, it's not going to be the world. I'm sorry. Yes, it's not going to. That doesn't mean it's going to be self-contained.
Yeah, but it's a Flintstone cloud. Go look. It's a whole ass Flintstone cloud right over Dubai. No, for real.
They slip rocks.
Remember the Flintstone cloud?
Slip rock.
Yeah, slip rock. Yeah, that's what that is. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Well, okay. You can think that things like that can be isolated and self-contained, but yeah. I just don't think it could be self-contained.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's got to affect something else.
Exactly. Exactly. Everything in life is connected.
Yeah.
So
y'all bring me down now. man, I'm feeling terrible now. I'm like, I was just kidding, man. I wish all the people do better and be well. You know, I'm sorry to share y'all.
No,
wealth,
they need to
you
know stop what whatever mean? They doing because it's gonna impact some of us at some point or another. But
why every time I think I'm having a good time, y'all just crush my spirit, man. Oh man. You know, I just want, man. I try come here in the morning and engage the people on a Friday morning. Oh God!
It's
sorry, man.
Bad
sorry, Muhammad.
What in the world?
What on earth is
that? Oh goodness!
Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
Falling, do not pass me by.
Thank you so much. Let's do the radio show. The Don Miller Show. Holly Holloman, Tamika Page, and Steady Rock Steady over there in the corner.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
Hey, we got to get to a bunch of stuff today, so yeah. We want to take some phone calls. Please call me and tell me that y'all understand my plight, my struggle with compassion fatigue. No, Dubai. Compassion fatigue. I want to touch on some We wanted to be light today. Stephen, why every time somebody call, they hang up, man?
That was a spam call.
Okay, we'll talk to them, too. Just answer the phone. Put them on. Okay?
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, let's talk to some spam people.
We talk to spam people. We talk to a spam caller. We done it before, Holly.
Hey, we done it before.
Hi, this is Sarah.
I made a spam person get off my phone, really? A marketer. Oh, my goodness. I asked them so many questions, they hung up on me.
Jesus. Get off my phone. See, he's just mad at you. Oh, wow.
I did a little interrogation. Okay, how did you get this number? Okay, and then what? Yeah, I asked them so many questions, they hung up on me.
Yeah, they don't want to answer your question.
No, right.
You ask too much.
Hey, listen, in New York the other day, I don't know if you guys see the a bunch of African migrants went before the New York City Council, and the African migrants who just snuck in here from Africa, they came, they snuck in. They didn't fly in. They didn't come on Emirates or none of that. They snuck in, and then we done put them up. They got a nice place to sleep. They ain't got to worry about a wildebeest coming up in the midst of the midnight hour. And this is what happened at this. Listen to this.
But at the shelter, the food, my kids cannot eat the food at the shelter. And on Ramadan time, we couldn't eat because when you come back for on the breaks, the food is no good at all. And they give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out again with your luggages and the kids and find another place.
Okay, listen to me.
Wow. You shouldn't have brought your ass over here.
What's your luggages?
Have your stuff together before you get here. I mean, that's part of. Come on, what?
Boy, we are so insensitive today, man.
I'm just real, bro. I'm just real.
Let me just get this straight. You sneak in, right? Mm-hmm. So you sneak in, and then you complain about the food.
I done snuck in the movies, and the popcorn ain't got enough butt on it. And I'm getting free. Come on now. Hey.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Destin in the Panhandle.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a spiritual question.
You know, we went to church 2 nights ago. Wednesday night was prayer meeting. We just hit it on the radio today. But go ahead. We'll let you see what you...
I listen to y'all every morning, right after Bubba and everything. Listen every day. Great show. Love it.
Great.
I don't go to church as much as I should, but when I do go, I have this overwhelming, I just break into tears most of the time. Can't even talk to people. I just sit there. Can't really function, nothing. It's just like an overflow.
Mm-hmm. And your question is?
Is it normal just to break into tears?
Yeah. Are you going to wait? Hold on, Holly. I'm gonna let you break this one down. But I want to just, I hate to say this, you going to black church or white church?
It's usually a little of both. I started going to church with the Southern Baptist, my mom and everything, and then when I moved up to Atlanta and everything, I started going to a small black church.
Okay,
but it's a little of both.
Okay, so go ahead, Holly. Then D'Amica.
I'm just saying.
Then D'Amica gonna talk about.
If he's feeling that way, then there's something going on with you, and there's nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong. I ain't gonna even tell you about how much my black. I cry.
And I'm wrong crying.
And I'm talking about. I might be watching a commercial, and they come on there with the kids with the flies all around their mouth and a bowl of porridge, And I just bust out, just, I mean, by myself.
Ain't no
just
wrong with
like, poor baby, they got it. But, you know, it's just a thing. And sometimes you got to get it out and keep it moving.
Oh, go ahead, D'Amica, please.
My immediate response to you is just to remember that when you are seeking God, you're seeking a supernatural experience. Mm-hmm. So if you try to make it natural, what's normal, you're going to throw yourself in a tailspin.
Absolutely.
So just remember, your spirit is desiring to connect with something that's supernatural. So expect to have a supernatural experience and just lean into that. That's what I would say to you.
All right.
No, that was heavy. Yeah, just let it go, man. I'm telling you, sometimes.
Deep breath, bro. We with you.
We try to figure things out and understand things. There's some things that just we're not going to understand. And I can tell you, being in an environment where you are feeling that type of spirit, that type of scenario.
You just
got to let it go, man. Yeah. And we're going to keep
sometimes
you.
Sometimes it's good. It's good to let it go.
We're going
to
keep you in our prayers, bro.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely,
thank you for calling us, man.
Yes, be encouraged.
When your hands come down, work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Take up your bed.
That's old school, God.
That's
right?
Old school, bro. That's that sweaty, musty, filled with the spirit.
Yeah,
you just sitting there, y'all sweat. You know that, Miss Clara sitting up there, she's shining. Just a little powder done dried up around her neck. And she's feeling that thing. You got to feel it. You got to feel it. You got to feel it. I love feeling it. Hey, ain't that like when you get that feeling? Y'all, come on. Y'all done been in church before and all of a sudden had that feeling they have to calm it down, because most of us, I'm not saying D'Amica, but most of us would try to hide those feelings.
Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. I did a lot.
When sometimes you got to let that thing go. Mm-hmm. You just got to go and let it go and just talk about it later on.
Speaking of letting it go, we got to go to break.
What?
We got to let it go.
Man, they getting this money. Ain't they getting this money over here, man? We got some new space available right now on this radio station where you can advertise on the Don Miller Show, but they getting this money. They done squeezed us down to 3 minutes, 14 seconds, and 4 hours. We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Lou Rawls, y'all.
That's
the
good stuff.
That's Lou.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we
the
listen.
The Waterhead Boy.
Laugh and learn on the Florida Man Radio Network. Listen, give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. This your guy.
Stemmin brought some Lou Rawls in this bitch.
That's Lou. That's Lou.
You'll
that's
never
Lou.
Find.
Lou just sang it all cool, too, with a big head there.
He had a big ass head, didn't he?
As long as you live, someone
loves stepping over the corner and singing that thing. Sing it, Stan. You go, boy.
Can you see Stan when I did a corner dance?
Yeah, Stan over there.
Go, Stan.
I'm chair dancing like you wouldn't believe.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Listen, we are here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Florida Man Radio. In Central Florida, if you in your car, check us out at 103.1 FM.
Not your car, your car.
Your car. If you are listening to us in beautiful Ocala, that's right up there, right off of 75, Ocala, Florida. You can take Ocala, go all the way across this damn country almost. You listen in Ocala, check us out, 101.1 FM. That's Ocala.
Ocala.
Now you can take 75 to 10, and you go left, go west. You can check us out in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, at 103.1. Tell me what you can do if you want to do it that way.
Yeah,
but if you don't want to do it that way, drop us. Go get that open mic. Go get that app. Where you can find the app, Mick?
Florida Man Radio. Go to your app store on your Android or your Apple and download the Florida Man Radio app, and you can take us wherever you are, anywhere in the country.
If you're out here riding up and down the road doing the great work that you do, delivering goods, I thank you so much. I really mean that. If you're a first responder and you're responding first, I thank you so much. When I say first responders, I want everybody to understand I mean teachers as well, because I believe that they teachers are first responders as well.
I agree.
People who get up every day and go deal with these badass kids. Okay, I just want to thank you so much to everybody. Thank you so much. And, hey, to the teacher who was listening with the earpiece in right now while dealing with them badass kids in Seminole County, thank you so much, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing?
Holly, you know exactly where I was going.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
She got some badass kids, but she got her earpiece in listening to the Don Miller Show. She's teaching her. She's teaching and reaching, amen. Okay.
Amen. Hey.
She's probably saying, okay, just go ahead and reach up to four again. Yeah. I'll be back with y'all in about 40 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Speaking of bad kids.
Yeah, buddy, here we go.
You know, speaking of bad kids, Holly, did you see that story about your girl, Glorilla?
Oh, my God.
Just recently got arrested.
I saw the video. Yeah. See, just, can y'all hold my ranks?
Hold on. Wait. First of all, let me just say this. Last week, we talked about Glorilla. And a couple of weeks ago. And we got a call from a young lady in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
Ma'am, if you listen, call us again. She called us and she kind of whipped us.
Pretty much came to her defense.
That we was too harsh on Glorilla, which I have changed her name. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in the habit of changing people's names on the Don Miller Show. Your name is Slowrilla, because you slow, ma'am. If your dumb ass is driving drunk with weed, the smell of marijuana, you make a U-turn on a red light. First of all, why are you driving
anyway
in the middle of the night? Why are you driving in the middle of the night, Slowrilla? And I want the young lady who called us to call us in. Listen to me. It's a whole bunch of things y'all might hear Don Miller got in trouble for. It won't be at 2:30 in the morning. I'm telling you right damn now, right? My grandma say ain't nothing open at 2:30 in the morning.
With your legs.
In the hospital. The fact of the matter is, here's a young lady who they just took to the White House and did a selfie with the president, and they put her on CNN. They asked her to endorse. Now she out smoking reefer driving, drunk. Would you hold my rings, officer?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's listen to this.
Hey, I'm Officer Carrillo, this morning, police. So the reason I pulled you over today is because you made a U-turn at a red light.
My GPS is taking me to the Wild Bass this way in Mississippi River.
And it took you over there?
Yeah.
Okay, so do me a favor so we can get out of this roadway. I'm going to need your driver's license. I'm going to go back to my car. I'll flash my lights at you. Whenever I do that, or whenever these cars pass us, I want you to turn into this turn lane over here, okay?
Okay.
And just stay right there for me. Were you drinking tonight?
I'm not drunk.
I can smell it coming from my breath, okay? Right when you roll down the window, okay?
Yeah.
So, in a few minutes, I'm going to have another officer come over here, and we're going, if you're willing, I'm just going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. How many drinks did you have today?
I'm cool. I ain't drunk or nothing.
Okay. Let me just say, she sound drunk, Holly.
Yeah, she.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
Uncle, come on, listen. First of all, young lady, they told me you were a celebrity. Why are you driving a car in the middle of the night and you got a couple of million, $3, 4, $5 million or whatever you got, right? And to the young lady in Memphis who called in to defend this, call us back, because I got attacked for calling her a bitch. But she calls herself a bitch. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call her a hoe, but she calls herself all those names, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what she didn't call herself, and I'm offended, is dumb. So I'm going to get out in front of this one.
You're all dumb. The dumb people in the world, we stand it up for you.
I'm going to get out in front of this one. Glorilla is dumb. You got millions of dollars and you're driving in the middle of the night and you're drunk.
Her name is Glorilla.
No, it's Slowrilla. She's challenged.
She's, yeah.
Huh? She should have been on the little bus wherever she was coming from. They should have had the little bus pick her up. Okay?
Oh, wow.
The shorter the bus, the shorter the ride.
Oh, wow.
Why are we making people like this heroic figures to our children?
Mm.
Why was she at the White House the other day? It's quite visible that this young lady ain't smart, Holly. Holly.
You think? I mean.
But y'all got to do better, guys. I don't mean no harm. I know y'all think Don Miller is a terrible person. Okay? But this is unfortunate, young lady. Can somebody save her from herself? That's all I'm saying, guys. You know, here we go. We done rushed her to a pedestal. 22-year-old Memphis rapper. We just rushed her to a pedestal. Oh, yeah, we need her up there because everybody else. And now look at this, right? Anybody could get a DUI. This ain't got nothing to do with a DUI. But I have said for years, if you got millions of dollars and you got a DUI, it's hard for me to feel sorry for you, Holly.
Yeah.
Huh?
And I think some of the, I don't know if they're her followers, but a lot of the public are a little frustrated with her.
Frustrated. You got the thing in your mouth again.
Really, Don?
Jamaica, the only person I know do a show with a whole, what's it called?
I don't have it in.
Retainer. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I love it. Oh, my God.
I love you.
You're an asshole.
I know. That's what my mom, I thought my name was asshole until I was 10. My mom told me that every day.
Mark that down, Stedman. Mark, you need to save that clip. Please save that.
Jamaica, Jesus calling me an asshole. That's what you want to run.
Don made
We all got one.
Anyway, so people are
upset. Little frustrated.
Okay, I'm giving you a hard time.
With her because she took to Twitter. I think it was Twitter, one of those social media platforms.
And took a picture.
Following that DUI arrest, she took a picture with her liquor bottle.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a part of that generation and you saw the whole Moms Against Drunk Driving campaign and so many people, you know, you're a little offended by someone who is celebrating the fact that they were arrested for a DUI when so many people have
lost their lives
to a drunk driver. As a matter of fact, I just recently met a young lady who was hit by a drunk driver at 16, and she's been paralyzed in a wheelchair her whole life. So I think there's a lot of people that don't think it's funny. And the fact that we like to put these types of people on a pedestal and idolize them is troubling.
You know what's funny? So you get a DUI, right? It can happen. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
okay? It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen to the best of us.
Absolutely.
But when you get out of jail, and you take a picture with the liquor bottle. Holly. You as old people, you say, you directly out of jail. And you take a picture with a liquor bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say something, guys. Ma'am, if you want to call us back from Memphis, Tennessee, your friend is an idiot. This is shameful. And I hope the judge who sees her when she goes back to court remembers that she posted a picture on social media with a liquor bottle directly after she got out of jail. The level of arrogance in some of these unlearned illiterates that have been given microphones to spew ridiculousness to our children that have been financed by these other people in Hollyweird.
Hollyweird?
They are being financed by these people in Hollyweird, right? And they done found this ignorant-ass young lady who's ignorant, unlearned, uneducated, right? She came from brokenness. We heard her story right here on the Don Miller Show.
Yeah.
And nobody's trying to save her because everybody is dominating her in her camp. And they running up behind her. Nobody said, girl, give me them damn keys. Holly, how many nights have we been out with very famous people who got drunk and we took what?
The keys.
We took the keys.
Yeah.
Huh? Because we understood very importantly, it ain't worth this, homie. Give me the keys, man. Who was with her?
In her circle.
There was somebody in the car sitting in the passenger seat with her and allow her to drive drunk. Y'all got to revisit y'all circles, man. But these are the people they want to put out in front of our children. That was a bonehead decision, young lady. But she's going to continue to make bonehead decisions as long as her platform is large and can be manipulated by those who are pushing a narrative. She got 10, 20 million people. Guess what? Oh, that's value to somebody. Because you can get the unlearned to engage in unlearned conversation and drive unlearned narrative. Somebody went down there and get her out of jail. Somebody called from some big-ass distribution company and said, go get her out right now because we got another song she gonna drop. These hoes ain't nothing but trick-ass hoes. That's coming out next Wednesday. You got to listen, Holly.
They'll use it.
They're using this. She,
to leverage her next.
This young lady doesn't even understand that she is a victim. She has no power except clicks. She has no education. Nobody loves her, apparently. Think about what I'm saying. And she's dropping another album degrading people who look like her. Talking about the value in tricking and getting paper and chasing the bag. Talking about how important it is to bling out. Come on, man. This young lady is a pawn in a gigantic ass scheme to undermine those who are already walking in the darkness. Of course, she has value to some people. She has no value to Don and the Don Miller Show or D'Amica Page or Holly Holm, except for that she's a human. She has no value to, she's not changing her community. She's not making a difference. She shares the story of sleeping in a one-room house with a broken family. And then what does she do? She puts it all on the line in the midst of the midnight hour. This is bigger than this young lady, guys. This is bigger than her. This is about a systematic push to use those who get clicks to drive the narrative.
All day.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, man.
Wow. That was, yeah.
That was Don Miller. I'm just being honest, right?
Yeah.
She, this young lady, come on. She's illiterate. She's a functional illiterate. Stedman, go get the clip of her talking. She's a functional illiterate. Her value is in bringing money. First of all, she thinks she getting the bag, guys.
No.
Glorilla ain't getting the bag.
If they can pay you that, they'll make it 10 times as much.
10 times whatever.
Go ahead, Steady.
Yeah.
That's not my question.
I'm okay. I'll give you.
It's important. Ma'am?
I'm okay.
Not only can I smell alcohol coming from your breath, but I can also smell marijuana coming from this car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in just a moment, I'll be searching this car. Is there anything that I'm going to find in this car?
I have a gun reached to my knife.
A gun? Okay. Yeah. Where is the gun at? It's okay. You don't have to reach for it. Where is it?
Yeah, it's in the car.
Where is it?
In the car.
Yes, ma'am. May I? Where at?
You can
just
in
for my
seat.
Safety. Okay.
Yeah, it's in
and
my bag.
Where is it, like in a bag or...?
No,
we
just in the
way.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, Sam.
What did she have?
She got a gun in the car.
That's what I thought. She
said. I got a gun in the car, too.
Gun, weed, and liquor. Okay. The trilogy.
Trifecta.
Right. Yeah,
the trilogy. The trifecta.
Yeah.
The point is this, guys.
Wow. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I stand That's here. Crazy. I sit here at this microphone and take shots a lot. But one of the things that I struggle with every day is the fact that our young people, the level of exploitation that they've fallen under. Glorilla ain't getting no bag. Somebody getting the bag, but it ain't Glorilla. And they don't even care enough about Glorilla to make sure that Glorilla is transported from one place to the other to keep her bag flow. Listen to me. I've been in the entertainment business a long time. Me and Holly both right there saw it all. There are record labels that make sure that there is a car on call 24 hours a day for their clients. Why is she operating a motor vehicle at 2 in the morning, 22-year-old?
Because they don't care.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. Please understand. We talking about a young lady who 2 weeks ago was at the White House taking a selfie with the president.
2 years from now, she'll be at the strip club dancing.
Absolutely.
You know, I, and Don, I get it. you know, the young people that listen to the show and the young people that are fans of this young lady, I get it, because she started, you know, pretty much nowhere, and now she has risen. However, while I think it is good that people rise, Holly, that have come from nothing, I also think it's important to understand that there's value in how you rise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that some people think that by any means necessary, but by any means necessary, at the end of the day, you might not like what you get.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that kind of gets some of the young people stuck, is that they like to see people rise that came from nothing. But how you rise is important. How you rise is important, Holly.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm kind of afraid for her.
I agree. Because, I'm saddened for her, Holly. I agree.
Yeah, she needs some real guidance.
Yeah, I'm saddened for most dummies, be honest with you.
You said
I am. I feel bad for most dummies. Right? I actually do. You know what I mean? Let me explain something to you. When I say dummy, you got to understand what I'm saying. When you tell a story, as she did eloquently,
mm-hmm.
about sleeping on an air mattress and had never seen a bed or slept in a bed
mm-hmm.
till she got her bag. Right, Holly? You heard mm-hmm. the story. Mm-hmm. We heard the story, right? And I heard the story and I said, wow, you know, she didn't know what a bed, hadn't slept in a bed till she went to somebody else's house. And now all of a sudden, you just hit the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm going to do is buy me a bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yep.
The second thing I'm going to do is make sure I protect
the bed.
You follow me? Stay with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, the value to many of these young people in this industry is not even in the fact that they can create generational wealth.
No, they're not even thinking like that.
No, that's not even on their horizon. What's on the horizon is how many clicks, how many followers, how much jewelry, how many cars. And the mm-hmm. people who are really getting the bag know this very well.
Mm-hmm. And they take advantage of it. They leverage that lack of, huh? you know, groundedness.
Right.
Yes. And I'm getting messages, Don, that your comments about the exploitation needs to be said over and over again.
I've been
saying
it for years.
Yeah.
I'm getting messages that D'Amica cussed.
Holly, my grandmama said is not a bad word.
No, but think about this, right? Think about this, right? We had this thing, right, that we used to say back in the hood that I didn't understand what it meant for years, right? See a fool, bump his head. Right? That's what they said. See a fool, bump his head.
Yeah.
And for years, I had no idea what that meant. And now I'm looking at people like NBA Youngboy, who was just in trouble again while on probation and a gun charge and in house arrest, multi-year house arrest, but still dropping albums. And these kids love this guy, but he just got in trouble again. He called and faked like he was a doctor on the phone, calling in a prescription for some codeine. What? Listen to this, right? Calling in a prescription for some codeine, faking as he was a doctor. And the only thing, the identifying point to the pharmacist that realized that this ain't a doctor is he said, ax, okay? No, for real.
Wow.
No, for real. For real, right? And so
the
here
grammar.
We are.
His grammar.
He is making millions and millions of dollars. He can't leave the house. But when you go down the list of these people
mm-hmm.
that are pouring hundreds of millions into these young black from the street, from the hood, entertainment moguls, because these young, they're making hundreds of millions.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there's no value in the ability to change lives with this money. This is life-changing money if administered properly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. They don't see the value. And this is why they pick them. There's some smart rappers out here.
they don't get picked.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Of course.
You follow me? They don't want the smart rappers.
Because you can't manipulate somebody that's educated, that's knowledgeable, that's intelligent. You don't have that leverage.
And I think.
And we see what happened. We saw what happened with artists who are intelligent. At some point or another, they're going to change the rules. And then the labels don't like the rules that you want to propose, and they disconnect from them.
And I want to say this because I want to run to this.
We saw that with Prince.
When we come out of this break, I want to say some things really that's really important because there's some smart rappers. There's a guy by the name of Lupe Fiasco who's amazing, mm-hmm. right? Kendrick Lamar. There's some smart guy, but smart guys cap out. You follow me? Let's go to break. You listen to the Don Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening live to the Don Miller Show.
Hey, that's Holly. Them Doobie Brothers.
Hey, Holly.
Yeah, you hear me?
Michael McDonald is one of the sexiest white
right.
Him and Sean Connery.
Oh, man.
I love his voice.
Sean Connery is smooth as...
Oh, Sean Connery. Soul. Man, he looks better every time as he get older. Hey, listen.
Sean Connery's tough.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's definitely not getting better.
He's tapped out.
Oh, hey, he's looking a little purple.
321-339-1055 is the number to dial if you want to join the lively art of conversation here on the Florida Man Radio.
Hey, listen, in real life, guys, seriously, I just want you guys to understand. I think people, I'm looking at some messages from people saying that I worked really hard on the two ladies, the 63-year-old Karen, that's her real name, in Ohio, who drove the dead man to the bank to get his money. But Karen's a dope fiend. And they took $900 from this man's account, then threw him out the car in front of the emergency room. I get it. People think that something should be done about this. Look, I guarantee you, right, first of all, the lady.
They're being charged. What else?
They shouldn't even charge them because this is a 63-year-old dope fiend lady in a wheelchair, right? Just sit outside for a little while. Let her just enjoy the fresh air, okay? Because, look, she going to hit hell so hard, she going to put a basement in it, okay?
Oh, wow.
So I'm trying to figure out, and I would love to speak with the Ashtabula County Coroner. How did the lady in the wheelchair?
I want to know how they got the old man into the wheelchair.
No, the old man wasn't in the wheelchair. The lady, Karen Cashbaum, was in the wheelchair. And so the 63-year-old. So they talked to her daughter, Taylor Woodring, and she said her mother has had drug issues for more than 30 years. Mm. Okay. So, if you're 63 and you've been on dope for 30 years, how you do that?
You pretty much a dope fiend.
How you even do that? You know what I mean? Yeah. What kind of dope are you on?
That's
you
last. Good, that's kind of a good.
She done had a good run.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of her? Just don't get her no dope for 2 weeks. She going to meet Jesus immediately. Okay.
Yeah. She going to rob something. She going to do something.
Man, look, like this lady in the wheelchair, they done took the dead man down the wheelchair ramp at the house. They done built a ramp at the man's house with a wheelchair dope fiend lady. And I'm going to put this lady in jail. Just sit outside and let her just not get no dope. That'll be her sentence. Okay? Listen, sit outside. Ain't nothing to steal. The son done took the man's because they, you know, she done stole everything wasn't nailed down in this man's house, Holly. A dope fiend would steal anything. I know a dude. He stole a shoe. He didn't even get the other shoe. He's like, damn, man. This man, I'll never forget. Mr. Carlton had one leg, came back from Vietnam. I'm not making this up. And Mr. Carlton would always dress nice and go to church. He's a veteran, served his country. Rest in peace, Mr. Carr. He's just a good-ass old man. Had a house on the corner, right? And he was one-legged, but he didn't want to be in a wheelchair. And he told us the story, I ain't going to sit down. If I sit down, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to stand up. So he always walked with a crutch, but he had one leg, right?
always had nice ass shoes. That left foot, Stacy Adams, right?
The left foot.
Did he get half off? Go ahead. I'm sorry. That just slipped out.
Both of y'all.
Terrible. So, this is real.
Let me tell the story about who's selling him a pair of shoes. So you just gonna sell him? What they gonna do?
Let me get that. What they gonna do with the right shoe?
What is he gonna do with the right? What are they doing with the right shoe? Do they just sell it?
Do you sell the whole? No, listen.
Do you sell the pair and he just was only wearing the left?
Okay. Let me just say this. So anyway.
Y'all wrong.
No, Mr. Carlton lived on the corner. Yeah, he went to Vietnam, came back at one leg, right? Never wanted to be in a wheelchair. Back in the day when Holly and I were growing up, people who had disabilities fought through it. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this. I need you to hear me because I think, you know, people are like, Don, they're on that damn radio talking about people with disabilities. No, people who had disabilities fought through it, right? Mm-hmm. So this man wasn't going to be in a wheelchair. He still went to the plant. He worked at Ford, went to the plant on one leg.
They're determined to live a normal life as much as possible.
And he lived a normal life, and he dressed immaculately. He had the nicest clothes, suits, Stacy Adams, always a nice, shined up Stacy Adams. And is it Stacy Adams or Stacy Adam when you only got one?
Shut up,
anyway. Or Stacy Adam.
Okay. So y'all terrible.
You're terrible.
So Mr. Carlton died, and it was so sad. And this dope fiend that lived in our neighborhood, I'll never forget this, right? Ronnie. And Ronnie broke in this man's house and stole his shoes.
One at a time?
And we was like, well, why would you steal that man's shoe? You know, because the man only had one shoe. But I think he thought the man had bought the whole thing. But why would he keep the...
He had a collection of Stacy Adams, but he only had one.
Yeah. He had nice-ass shoes. So the really nice shoes.
So the drug addict
broke
in. Uh-huh. I guess they thought they were getting pairs, but... Okay.
So I think he thought that the man just had to buy the whole pair or he kept all the shoes.
Right. But because, and he was just wearing the left one.
Because Mr. Carlton had so many nice clothes.
Right.
That he didn't have room for two. Why would you waste space with two shoes when you only need one of them? Right. Mm-mm. And I'm not making this up. I wish somebody was listening who grew up with me. And broke in and stole the man's shoe. And we was all scratching our head. And then it hit us. Dope fiends do dope fiend stuff, like put dead people in the car.
To go get their money.
And drive them to the bank. Okay? So I get it, but unless you've been around an addict, because there's different addict levels. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
There's different levels. When you get to that level, it's a wrap. Would you agree, Stedman? When you get to the level, Stedman, you over there with us? When you get to the level where you steal that man's shoe, it was a wrap for him. And then directly after that, they found him dead. And he had died because he couldn't get high no more. But the point I make is this. These women are addicts. A 63-year-old addict addicted.
So what you're saying is it doesn't make sense to spend money.
And put them in jail.
To put users in jail.
A 63-year-old.
Just take their drugs.
Just addict.
And that's enough.
Just take the dope. She'll be gone soon. You take her dope, she'll be gone soon. I promise you. If she's been getting high.
The withdrawals are being too strong.
She's 63 and in a wheelchair. Why would you put her somewhere that we're going to have to pay for $25,000, $30,000 a year?
Extra.
Yeah.
Because of the disability. Yeah,
we got to get her healthy. We're going to get her healthy. We're going to put her on methadone and get her healthy. And get her right.
That is a thought, though, to think about.
It is an interesting thought.
Should you just let them go on and just let them deteriorate, or do you go over and try to rehab them by spending a bunch of money on someone who's not necessarily giving anything back to society? And I'm saying that kind of scarily, but I'm saying that they're just pretty much worthless. Or not worthless. What I'm saying. I'm trying to fix it. But somebody that's kind of sorry that has no what do you do when you can just let them say, hey, look, well, y'all going over there in y'all little area and deteriorate, or but do we try to spend a ton of money on trying to rehab them to be able to get them to a point to where they are healthy?
Or could they? Could we do house arrest for users?
Yeah, no. This is bigger than a user. This lady is a 63-year-old drug abuser, dope fiend.
Yes.
Can you imagine the shape her body is in, her organs are in?
It's probably surviving on the drugs.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee you they're going to leave Ashtabula and go to another town.
Yeah. That's me. You know, I know they say again.
Trust me. I have first-hand experience with this.
Okay.
I did too.
I'm just saying, let me just say this, right? There's a lot of dope around those parts, Stedman. Okay, in Ohio, that Ashtabula area.
Oh, God, it all runs through. Meth just runs down Interstate 90.
None but meth, I'm telling you. So the problem is, what you going to put her in jail? Have somebody bring her some food that she ain't going to eat? Look, set up a little tent city. Now, this, Don Miller said this. D'Amica Page did not say this. Holly Holloman, nor the people over here at JVC Radio. Set up a little tent city. Route outside the coroner's office. You follow me? Right back at back. They got some room back out there.
I'll bite.
Back. And I'm telling you, this lady, 63 years old, this is how desperate for dope they were.
Mm-hmm.
They picked up a dead body in a wheelchair. And they put this body in a car. And they drove such body to the bank.
Hold him up. Sit him up, right. Put a seatbelt on him.
These aren't bad people. These are sick people.
Yeah.
Teller's like, hey, Mr. Cern, and they're flopping his arm.
When you put a body in a car and put a seatbelt on him and drive him somewhere, it's something wrong with you. Yeah.
Save the jails for bad people. Can we save the jails for bad people?
You took him by the bank first. You ain't taking him to the hospital. You took him to the bank first. Come on now. We can try to make it nice if we want to. These people need to be locked up.
No, we can't lock these up people up. Holly, you wrong, man.
They need to be locked up, bro.
Why?
Because they just took the dead man to the bank.
But Don said they're sick. Let's do a poll, man.
Let's do a poll. Should these old ladies be locked up? Let's do a poll. Can we do a poll on the Don Miller Show? Should they be locked up for taking this man to the bank before they took him to the hospital? Or should we just kind of let their time present itself? That's all I'm asking. That's basic. Should this lady, Miss Karen and Miss Lorene, took this man, okay, that they have been partying with for a while. He probably had the party house.
And he probably died with a smile on his face.
You know he died smiling, right? Mm-hmm. So this dude, old man, had the party house, okay? Everybody probably in and out, a bunch of old people. Old people can be freaky, too. You know what I mean?
Can you shed some light on this?
So Miss Karen and Miss Lorene, Lorene was 55. They were arraigned last week on charges of theft and gross abuse of a corpse after police said they propped up a dead man and withdrew $900 from his bank account, then dropped his body off. Now, let me just say something. The Ashtabula police chief said the women were not related to the victim. His name was Doug. They was Doug Lehman. So Doug, but they lived in his home, okay?
Right.
They had previously been allowed by the bank to withdraw money from Lehman's account as long as he was in the car. Now, this is what the police officer said. Mm-hmm. You know why, Holly? Because he was often drunk, okay?
Wow.
Huh? Or, Holly.
Oh, God.
How long you been dead? Huh?
How many withdrawals did they get?
Now think about this.
Through
right?
A couple of weeks. That is a good question. How long was he dead?
Robert Stale said the women were not related to the victim, identified as Douglas Lehman, but the women lived at his home and they had previously been allowed to the by the bank to withdraw money from his account as long as they could see him in the vehicle. See, they should have kept him at a little longer. Probably.
So they got him. He basically was weekend at Bernie's.
Let's check out some open mics.
Y'all, Don, you're the man. Wow. You keep being you. Own it, bro.
What's up, guys? Good morning. We're right here. So what's up? Don Miller going on vacation after the show? Have a good trip, my brother.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I say let's have a Don Ho day. Yeah, Don Ho day. Let's all wear our Hawaiian shirts and have a Don Ho day. Love the show. You the best. All you guys are. Love yous. Bye.
Loves yous.
The Don Miller Show. Let's just keep the party going. Florida Man Radio.
Okay.
Tell you why, Don, they watch too much Weekend at Bernie's.
The bank ought to be responsible for giving the dead man some money. Be-doo, be-doo. Oh, wow, Holly. Did he get half off? Oh, wow.
How many people touched their eyelid after EZ's comment?
Look, let me just say something, man. I thank you so much again.
I think they should qualify for like house arrest. Yeah, I think putting them up in jail, I think that costs taxpayers too much money. And it sounds like a small town. I don't think they
20,000, 15,000, 20,000. Okay. But the point is, the police chief, they probably had to sit and try. They probably sit and tried to figure out what we charge them with. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, gross neglect of a corpse, you know, put a dead guy. You can't put a dead guy in the Buick, right? You can, but you can't, right? You can't, right? And they couldn't get him on getting the money. I don't know where the theft came in at because the police chief said they were allowed to withdraw money as long as he was in the car.
And they followed the rules.
So a half-decent lawyer.
They didn't say he had to be alive.
Right.
They just said he had to be in the car.
Because oftentimes they probably showed up with Mr. Douglas, and he was inebriated to some extent, right? So I think the theft charge got to go away. I think you got to drop the theft charge. It wasn't theft. The rules were in the car, right? So I think the bank probably, if anything, the bank should be held responsible for not putting, not just in the car and
alive.
And speak.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Doug, what are you going to do with that money? Mr. Doug, gone.
That's Weekend at Bernie's.
Mr. Doug was gone. These ladies needed to get high. Don't put them in jail. You know, our jail should be reserved for criminals, man. These ladies ain't no criminals. They crooks, but they ain't criminals. Right? They damn so crooks, Holly.
They crooks. You're right.
They talk crooks like a mug, man. Listen to this right here. Don Ho.
Tiny bubble.
Thank you so much, everybody. I'm headed to Hawaii after the show. Don Ho. Remember Don Ho, Stedman?
Make me happy. I
do. Make me happy. This was a great song. Don Ho. Don Ho Miller. I've been called that before. But thank you so much, everybody. Give us a call.
Speaking of
Don Ho Miller.
Speaking of Don, or speaking of Ho?
Since we're on the stealing tip, what? You know, Holly, there was a man that stole $13,000 worth of vapes and adult toys from a Marion County store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, hold on. D'Amica, tell the story the right way.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Now, speaking of dope fiends. There's a dope fiend, okay? Let me just say this.
Speaking of dope fiend activity.
This is just like what I just tell y'all, okay? Mr. Carlton, remember I told you the dude broke in Mr. Carlton's house and stole his shoe? Okay? A series of shoes, okay? There's a guy who in Marion County, play the clip, Stedman.
this afternoon for stealing thousands of dollars in vapes and adult toys. Bellevue police officers say 19-year-old Alex Morales broke into Smoky Monkey Smoke Shop, on April 9th, filling a trash bag with those items. Last night, they were investigating an unrelated trespassing incident and found Morales, who fit the description of the burglary. The owner of the smoke shop says the damage cost nearly $14,000.
I'm just got a question. On behalf of the Don Miller Show and our affiliate in beautiful Ocala, I don't know who this guy is. Alex Morales, he's 19, been charged with burglary, grand theft,
been dumb a long
criminal
time,
criminal mischief. When did they start selling dildos at the smoke shop?
Hey, I guess they like, hey, look, all your fantasies can come true right here.
When did they do that, Stemmy? Okay. They selling dildos at the smoke shop?
Is that what that was? I thought that was a bong.
So he stole a dildo and a bong.
Yeah.
That's dope finish. That's dope finish. That's actually... And then when you watch the video... yeah, this is definitely a he. Y'all, he got some. First of all, he stole THC products, vapes, tobacco, and several large dildos. He knows something we don't know.
Yeah, he took the large ones. I'm like, something to tell you. What are you getting ready to do?
What's going on?
I mean,
what are we doing?
What are we doing, man? Look, there you go. Then he's standing in front of it like he ain't hide his face. He ain't hide his face, man. Look, I get it. You know, I get it. Let me just say something. I get it. He probably got a drug problem, and that ain't nothing to laugh at.
Morales claimed that he only dumpster dive at the business because he wasn't old enough to buy anything, Don. Right.
He probably went in there and just turned on by all the great things he saw, but he was 19. So the point is, this is what I'm saying. This young man probably got a problem.
He probably has a problem.
Yeah, he probably got a problem. I'm pretty sure he's got a problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 19, and you got a bag of...
dildos.
Yeah. Okay, you know, got a problem.
Let me just say this, right? Think about this, guys. Dope fiends steal everything. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing how many people, the new age people, don't remember. They would steal. I had a friend.
But Don, did you see the video? Was he vaping while he was stealing the
vapes? Yeah, he was vaping while he was stealing the vapes. Yeah. Again. Okay.
What?
Yeah. He vaping while vaping. Okay.
He vaping while stealing vapes.
Holly.
Oh my goodness.
No, this is not cool, guys. We have a problem in the society, and I think we can't. This young man, let's be clear, has a problem because if you go into the adult toy store, they gotta have some pocket vaginas. Just get a whole bag of pocket vaginas. You know what I mean?
But wait, explain to people what pocket vaginas are.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Do we really have to?
Holly, you can tell them.
Like I said, Demeka,
I don't know what it is.
You brought it up.
Pocket vagi is a pocket vagina.
It's a vag on the go.
Yeah, it's a little vagina you can keep in your backpack. Okay? And it's just...
Why do you need a pocket? Oh my goodness.
Sometimes the earth.
I love
just
how you caught that question. You was like, why do you need
Why do you need that? Oh my goodness.
Why do women think men can't have sex toys too? It's like women got the rolls and they got all this other
the rabbit.
Yeah, all this stuff, you know, the rabbit.
The rabbit is a demon.
I heard about that rabbit.
That rabbit is a demon, y'all. Yeah, get rid of it.
I know some people.
Wean yourself off of it. Wean yourself off.
Based on their rabbit.
What you say, Holly?
They be making life decisions based on their rabbit.
Holly, that rabbit is a demon. I'm telling you, if y'all got it, please wean yourself off of it. Throw that thing away. You might get it back out the trash, but throw it back away.
Hey, look, what you doing? Let me just go through this. You just in there, just got this dump trash all on the floor. But I've actually heard that it is
it's a demon. You can get delivered. I'm here to tell you, you can get delivered. You can get delivered. You can get delivered.
But you know what? But you can I tell you, you sound like somebody that's done cocaine before. Got off of it. But it's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, let me tell you about it.
Let's not talk about it.
Hey, we just got a message from a listener that said I almost ran off the highway just now. Well, please don't run off the highway. We ain't trying to get you to run off the highway. But
drive safely.
But yeah, it's amazing because I don't understand how women don't seem to understand that men have they make sex toys for guys. And the Pocket Vag came out some years ago, and I'll never forget when I first saw one. I was like, "Damn, what is that?" You know what I mean? I was like, "What is that?" And then,
do I put my coins in there? What is it?
And then, wow, Stedman, get your boy, man. He immediately went to the purchase of. Okay, where do I put my money?
Excuse
in?
Me, what is this?
Yeah, but what's interesting is this young man. Somebody he needs a family. Probably his family probably didn't gave up on him. He's out at 3:20 in the morning breaking in. Can you imagine? Any friends that he had now are laughing at him, you know?
Yeah. Well, at 19, he's probably right now experiencing his first.
D'Amico.
What? What? Oh, my. Oh, D'Amico. Don, you're so wrong.
Somebody.
That's D'Amico. D'Amico's purse. That's D'Amico. Something in D'Amico's purse. Get that out your purse.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Wait, no, but it's not proper till it goes.
Now let's second gear, Holly.
Yeah, it's got to get another gear. Yeah, when he hit that next gear, that's when things get different.
You can get delivered. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, but I understand, D'Amico. I can understand that because I've had a couple of girl buddies that have sworn to it. Like that's what they do. That's their business. And they, you know, but they also women that can't keep no man either, to say, but they are very much into that. And it's, I've heard of that thing, that rose and that little thing you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I heard that those are, I'm sure we've got some listeners out there that don't have to give their names, but they could tell us what they think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because everybody's been around it before we real.
Yeah, but I just I just love when D'Amico is just transparent and just.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Yes,
sing
I am.
Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Did you get a whiter
when
version
I was
of that?
In trouble, Jesus lifted me.
Yes.
He just lifted
when
me. Come on, guys.
Jesus lifted me.
Yeah, I know you're feeling.
When I was in trouble. Glory,
hallelujah, D'Amico. He cleansed you, didn't he? Take you away from that, didn't he?
Yeah, no, but we got to get the urban version of that. Okay? Because that right there.
Holly, you're so racist.
Yeah, Holly racist.
But for real, though, it ain't racist. It's the music. It's the type
but
of music.
But I like some of it.
The
some of
family,
I mean,
man.
It's okay.
I like
but you
it,
play
though.
That other, you ain't play that other lifting me, boy. You'll be...
Break. You listen
still,
to the Don that, Miller Show.
It's one that's countryer than that.
We'll be back in a moment.
Have you downloaded the Florida Man Radio app from your app store yet? Want to know what you're missing out on?
Yes.
Let's break it down. Use the open mic feature to record a 30-second voice message for Bubba the Love Sponge, The Don Miller Show, or Shannon Burke, and we could play it live on the radio. Catch up on podcasts from all your favorite shows. And, of course, you can listen to Florida Man Radio live from anywhere. The Florida Man Radio app, powered by HydraDry. Visit HydraDry.com. Download it today. Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hello, everyone. What is that?
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat.
We still on the rain.
Sure is cold.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show where we listen, laugh, and learn.
They put that on me.
Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Or if you want to join in this lively art of conversation, you can head over to the Florida Man Radio app and hit the open mic button. You have 30 seconds to engage in this conversation. We love to hear what you're saying about what we're talking about. As a matter of fact, Holly, we have several open mics we're going to get to right now.
Okay.
I am a white man that identifies as a black man who has been enslaved by the white man, which is me. And therefore, I want my reparations. Because it's time that the white black man get his stuff and get it now.
The white black
man. Hell, amen.
Cocoa Butter, Stedman, King of the Island of Caucasus, Juicy Holloman, the beautiful D'Amica Page. This is Geoff. Holly, man, I'm going to remember that one forever. No offense to God, but gotcha, bitch. Son, classic. Nailed it. Be-do-be-do. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, y'all. Is it wrong that I feel like I should be black when I listen to you guys? I know, Stedman, that's racist as hell.
Looks like the beginning of the end, my friends. Buy lots of ammo.
Oh, wow. Since you're in kind of a light mood today, I want to ask you who your favorite top three comedians of all time were. I have a feeling you may... of the five I'm thinking of, I'm thinking you will probably name three of them. But for being a white boy, man, I got to go with Andrew Dice Clay, but then Eddie Murphy from the 80s and Richard Pryor from the 70s, man. Can't go wrong.
Pat here from Florilla. Just a little ditty to get your day going. Well, I ain't gonna live nobody none of my jelly roll. I would give you a piece of my cake to save your soul. My mama told me today when she went away, said be a good boy, I bring you a toy. And I'm my mama's pride and joy. Hell, there ain't no use for you to keep on hanging around. I love you and I hate to turn you down, Lord.
I love you. Right. I love this dude.
30 seconds.
What's going on, Don? It's your boy Omar, Puerto Rican immigrant. Yeah, man, as a tour manager and music producer, even when I'm with my artists, I make sure that they're okay. Even when groupies try to come by or they want to hang out, you know, like I make sure they leave their cell phones at the door and sign contracts of anything, you know. You got to look out for your artists, but whoever was with her has just as much fault as she does because they could have stopped it, you know. So you know about this. You know how this works, man. She's an idiot.
Wow.
I don't know about somebody holding the bag from that young lady. I guarantee you, I don't know what kind of car she was driving, but I bet the car she was driving would probably buy a pretty nice house in Memphis, Tennessee, or at least half a house. So, you know, stupid is as stupid does. You know, it's like making it to 70 years old and not understanding why we have an electoral college. Let's see if Stedman has the nuts to play it.
Oh wow. Y'all be giving Stedman a hard time.
Stand up, Stedman. Stand
it's
up.
It's my job. It's my job. It's all right.
But you know what, Holly? I think it's important to know that when you are listening to the Don Miller Show, all we need is you to be who you are. You don't have to be black. You don't have to be white. You don't have to be Asian.
You ain't got to believe what we
believe. You don't have to believe what we believe. Just be yourself. And that's what makes this show special. Everybody is, they can be their authentic self. Don is his self with his outfits.
I'm going to say something about my shirt today. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. I was like, you know what? I'm going to come in here on some Hawaiian. Okay? I wore my Hawaiian shirt.
Hawaii 5-0. Oh,
Dan.
Book him, Dano.
I knew she was going to say it. Just, you know what? I know she was sitting over there.
Wait, she slid it. She did it so nice. Like, I'm going to give him a minute. Let him get comfortable in his shirt. And then she just threw on like hyper blue.
But you know what the problem is? You know, she get in her feelings, right? And I don't even trip.
You talk about me all the time. Whatever. Cut it out. But,
you know, and she was struggling, right? She was struggling over there. Dude, I'm like, she ain't said nothing yet. She ain't said nothing. I knew you were going to say something about my shirt, but I came in here ready, okay? I knew you were going to. I wore a Hawaiian shirt today, okay?
It looked good. It's not tight.
Oh, God. Not the. Oh, it looked good. Oh, not Hawaii.
That was my grandfather's favorite show. He used to love
Ben Dental Chin.
What? He loves Dental Chin.
Come on.
Well, I knew what I was doing. I wore my shirt, and I knew you was going to say something.
Yeah, no. And no, it looks good, though. No.
Whatever. Don't lie.
And it fits. It's not.
It's the whole way.
None of the buttons popping off.
It looks,
no, it's a good fit, Holly. It's a good fit. Stop laughing, Holly. You're making it worse.
You ain't got to sit over there and wear glasses or protective glasses so that you don't get a button in your eye. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Wait, and this Don going, I knew she was going to say something. I knew. He just been holding all that
time. You know what? But I'm not even going to be all in my feelings about it. I knew you were going to say something. Mm-hmm. I just was waiting, and I was like,
okay.
That was intentional.
You got mail.
Yeah. No, so, but I'm just saying, everybody, you know, feels comfortable being who they are. Yeah. Holly has his own perspectives, and we love him.
Yeah.
And you know, and then I do me.
Okay, but let me get to real quick. I want to finish up this lady who got
absolutely
the DUI.
Gorilla, yes.
Because I think this is very important. When we see this kind of stuff happen, okay, please know that somebody's making a lot of money on her.
Oh, absolutely.
You follow me, Holly?
All the money.
Somebody's making more money than she's making, okay? And so when we see this happen to somebody who's this young, whose whole life is ahead of her, not career, damn the career, her whole life is ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's out here in a car, intoxicated, putting other people's lives at risk.
At risk, right.
Is that you? Yeah, that's got to be you over there. That's D'Amica.
Y'all are funny.
She's putting other people's lives on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I take real issue with that.
Mm-hmm. And the whole and that's what this story is about. Really, not the DUI, but the fact a lot of fans are, you know, upset or disappointed that she thought it was a good idea to go pose with the bottle of liquor on Instagram after following that DUI arrest.
Let me just
and her boobie falling out, her shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
She had on a bikini. Yeah, you know the bikini top that really just covers your nipple. Yeah, she had that on, and while she was doing the testing or whatever, her breast fell out of it.
Okay.
She thought that was gonna help her get out of her deal.
Well, but it was a woman, so she was like, "Oh, you need to cover that up, ma'am."
Well, what part of town was she in?
Let me just say this, right? So, this young lady charges between $30,000 and $40,000, not to book for a show, but to do a walkthrough. So Holly and I know, let me explain what a walkthrough is. A walkthrough is when you have a party and you put an entertainer on the flyer, and the entertainer just kind of shows up and kind of stays for a little bit and leaves.
Like an appearance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not to host, but to walk through. Mm-hmm. So if she's getting 30 to 40 right now to walk through, she's probably getting over 100 to do a show, way over 100. Would you agree, Holly?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so somebody's making money on her.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing to me is when in that business, when other people ain't trying to protect their bag, you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she's out in the middle of the night driving a car with a gun in the car, drunk with weed.
With weed, mm-hmm.
Then there's a lot more to this story.
Mm.
And that's all I'm saying, guys. There's a lot more to this story. It's going to end terribly for her. But it always ends terribly for those that they get tired of or get done with.
Well, you think about it, Don, back in the day when they had a lot of artists that were performing, they had ministers or someone who was their mentor,
right?
Who was usually a person of God or whatever. Not to say that all of them are the best, but they at least had some direction. But now these people are just out here.
Everybody just freely willy, just whatever
happens, they don't care. And God ain't in a lot of this no more.
No.
You know, I remember how people used to win an award. I want to thank God. Well, first, giving God honor in my life. He's first in my life. And all of, you know, and then when you hear it, it sounds so fake. It sounds so much like, okay, well, this is the God part first, and then you do this part second, you know. But it's different now. It is very different now.
But yeah, I just want us to really kind of continue. I hope somebody can go out here and really grab Gloria Hallelujah Woods and try to help her. That's her name, Gloria Hallelujah name, Woods. Yeah. That's her real name.
Yeah, Gloria Hallelujah.
Remember we talked about that on the show and you didn't believe me?
Yeah.
I still don't believe you. Gloria Hallelujah.
Her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Yeah.
And then so I guess next year she'll just flip over and then be a evangelist next.
Yeah, it always works that way.
Yeah, I mean, Gloria Hallelujah is a name. That's automatic.
That's
her next job.
Thank you so much, everybody. Feel free to pop in, 321-339-1055. We're seeing it all around us. Speaking of ridiculousness, right? Holly, I don't know if you saw this. You had to see it, Holly. The woman take the dead man to the bank?
Oh, yeah, to try to get him to get that last check. We got to get this last check. We can just get this last check.
It happened like twice recently, right? The one in Brazil was pretty bizarre. Okay, I don't know. But just recently in Ashtabula, Ohio, right? These two women, the guy, they've come home and they find the guy dead. And
the girlfriend and I guess the other one.
I think they both were girlfriends. You know, when you own that thing.
Well, the
like
son
that,
only acknowledged one of them as the girlfriend.
But they both were. Yeah. So anyway, so he's old. He come home. He's dead. He's still warm. You got to get him when he's still warm. And they pick him up, Holly, these two women, and they head over to the Amalgamated Savings Bank and to the drive-thru. Play this clip.
Charged with gross abuse of a corpse and theft after they allegedly took a dead man to a bank and used his identity to take money out of his account. This happened in Ohio. Bree Buckley has the grim details of the case that have left both a family and investigators stunned.
I couldn't do that to an animal. I don't understand what they were thinking and how that money meant that much to him.
For James Hubbard, he says it's hard to think of what happened to his stepfather, 80-year-old Doug Lehman. Police say these two women, 63-year-old Karen Kasbaum and 55-year-old Lorene Ferrallo, lived with the elderly man at his home in Ashtabula. Authorities say they found him dead at home Thursday morning, then took his body to a bank drive-thru nearby, withdrawing hundreds of dollars. James says Karen was his stepfather's girlfriend for the last few years.
He was in a position where he didn't want to live alone. He's been run through hell with this woman. 3 years of drugs, stealing, selling his stuff.
After taking his body to get the cash, police say the women dumped him at the emergency room of the Ashtabula County Medical Center and drove off without leaving any identification or information.
Wow.
Hours later, one of them called the hospital after they were back at his house. That led police to the women who were later arrested and charged with gross abuse of a corpse and theft.
Okay, listen to this, Holly.
Wow.
Well, what are we going to do with this?
How they said, no, Holly, okay.
What are we going to do with them?
Can we be honest?
This is hitting way close to home.
Yeah, be honest.
Can we be honest?
Yeah.
All they did was say, let's keep the party going. That's all they did. Is that not the truth, though?
Oh, keep the party going.
Let's keep the party going. Oh, that's what they've been doing together for 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Why monkey don't stop the show?
Oh, man. The thing that gets me is that they had to talk about it. You know, hey, look, put him in that chair. Yeah, let's dress him up over there. Comb his hair to the side.
Yeah,
let's put him in the car.
But they've been doing drugs and stealing. That's what they just said for 3 years now. Yeah. So, okay, one of the guys, they can't participate. Okay, we still got one more. We got one more job to do. And then they just said, let's keep the party going. They took his body and dropped it off at the hospital when they were done.
Wow.
And left.
Can I say this, though, please?
They just said, let's keep the party going.
So they're being charged with a second-degree felony, gross neglect of a corpse. And you ever think about what the loved one would want? What would he want? What would
keep
he
keep party going?
Keep the party going, man.
Keep the party going.
That's what they do together. That's what they.
It's not like
they're not doing something that they all did together anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he probably would like y'all just sop me up in here. Just sop me up.
Get that last
and let
job.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why he would have wanted to ride out like this, right? They took a dead guy to the drive-thru at his bank. He uttered no words, and they still got the money. You know why, Stedman? Because they had done this many times, and Uncle Willie was drunk. But they probably just held his hand up and waved at Willie, say, hey, huh? Am I right?
Yeah, like we get in Bernie's, they're just flopping his hand around.
At my bank, they going to want me to say some words. Hi, Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller.
He's sleeping.
Dude been through the drive-thru wasted before. And he had these two holes with him, right? And they always got the money. And this is how it was. There's no way that they gave them money.
And one more thing. I've actually, and you have too, been to Ashtabula.
Yeah.
It's a town of about what? Maybe 1,000 people?
It's more than that, but yeah.
All right, not much.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows everybody.
But again, they saw
like
him. He was drunk in the car.
So they knew him.
He was drunk in the car normally. He had these two holes right around probably in his Buick, his Century. And
old holes,
right. How old were they? Was old, right?
Yeah, I think 60. One is in the 60s and one's in their 50s.
But that's 60. That's 60 on crack.
Yeah, that's a years of hard road.
You're 60 on crack, you look 80, right? And so they probably rolled down there and just, you know, picked up some money because he probably just got his check, his first of the month, right? And they got high. He probably was like, he couldn't fight. He had no more fight in him.
Couldn't say nothing. He ain't nothing he could do.
But the question is, what would he have wanted? Give me a call, 321-339. This is, the son said it. I don't even know why the son tripping.
I don't know why the son is tripping either.
The son said it.
Your father been engaging in foolishness all this time. Now you upset because
my dad is gone. No, they probably took the last of that damn money out the bank. That's why you tripping, man. They done took the last of that damn money out that bank. And, man, look, let them ladies go, man. Leave them ladies alone. They ain't kill him. Let them go, and then we're going to find them somewhere dead in the house, and then her little friend going to drive her and get the rest of her money, and so on and so on. Leave them ladies alone, man. That's what dope fiends do. Dope fiends engage in dope fiend behavior.
That's what they do.
Dope fiends engage in dope fiend behavior. See, you know it's amazing to me, because you grew up in the country, right? It's amazing how many people get educated, Holly, and they forget there's a such thing as dope fiend behavior. Stedman, you familiar with dope fiend-ass behavior?
Oh, yeah.
This is what dope fiends do. These are some dope fiends. These are some dope fiends.
Dope fiend mentality.
Yeah, they knew what they was doing.
This is how they do.
Because think about this, right? They pick the dead guy up. They walk out of the house with the dead guy. They sit the dead guy in the car. They sit him up in the car, right? Depending on how long he been dead, that takes a minute, right? So they got to sit him up in the car. They put him in the front seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
They maneuver his head to look straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I'm saying. All of which you got to talk about, Rosie, right? So they done put him in the car. They driving. They probably got the seatbelt on the dead guy, I guarantee you, right?
Keep him steady.
Upright. Tight the seatbelt up around his waist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, if depending on how he dead, he probably smelled all the hell, right, Holly?
Oh, Lord.
He probably wasn't dead that long.
He probably wasn't washing that much before he died.
The point is this, guys. Lord. Let's be clear, right? This is dope fiend behavior. And it's amazing to me for people. Geoff, holler at your boy, man. Some of our friends who know dope fiends, who've known dope fiends, holler at your boy, man. Dope fiends do dope fiend things.
Wait, it's for
what?
Oh,
go ahead.
Gosh,
we getting a lot of phone calls that seem to be there. Okay, so let me just say this, real talk, right? Dope fiends do this. This is what dope fiends do. And somebody just said, Don, don't use the term. It's an offensive term. Okay, dope fiend.
And with dope fiend?
Yeah, dope fiend. You can't say dope fiend. That's from the 60s and 70s and 80s, my era. Well, we knew dope fiends, and I knew dope fiends who did dope fiend behavior.
What's the difference between a dope fiend and a crackhead?
And it's the same thing. They just change the description?
No. What happened is it's a regional terminology.
Dope fiend and crackhead?
No, first of all, it was junkie.
Junkie, oh, okay.
Right? It was junkie steady, right? It was junkie. Yeah. And then the urban terminology ended up being dope fiend. Then they dropped dope and just called him a fiend. Then crack hit the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Then he became a crackhead, right? Mm-hmm. Then they start calling him a hype.
A rock star.
A rock star, a hype, right?
Mm.
Yeah, see, you grew up on that farm. The
evolution of an addict.
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly what it is. Let's head to break. We come back. We're going to take some phone calls. You're listening to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Talking about Jesus. He's a good God. Jesus. Down on the cross. Jesus. For your sins and mine.
Well, y'all don't understand.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show.
That's the churches I'm from.
Someone sitting out there.
It is. It's Jesus. Three people in the choir.
Yep. And they the ushers.
Right.
They take up the offering. They do all. Yeah.
They cross train.
Hey, can I listen to this? Turn that up, Stanley.
I've been in this church.
Someone sitting out there.
When I'm down the usher.
Thanks so much. You said you wanted the urban version.
They got the pastor's son playing drums in the background.
Right. You know, keeping time.
You're keeping time.
My brother-in-law. Y'all don't understand. It's my real life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, but you remember back in the day when anybody could sing a song in church?
Oh, yeah.
You could just get up in the middle of a praise service and just bust out something you felt like.
And we had this lady, Holly, she used to sing about whatever happened that week in her life. She'd just make up songs.
She went to our same church, man. No. Whatever. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I went down to their grocery store. And then everybody, after the first couple of verses, I went down to the grocery store.
Yeah, right,
and the cheese was so high, I had to buy the fake cheese. Jesus, had to buy the fake milk. Jesus.
That cheese was high.
Jesus.
Yeah, everybody jumped in and got their own verse. I got you.
Your verse. And I missed the bus. Now they have tryouts for the. You got to try out now. I would like to be in the choir.
I used to go to a Church of God in Christ. Mm-hmm. Growing up, from eighth grade on till I got out of high school.
Yeah.
And it was the most
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Church of God in Christ, yeah. Pentecostal church. It was a unique situation. We never had real good air conditioning. Till later on.
Y'all had air conditioning?
I had a box fan.
We had the fan. You had the box fan, the big utility box fan that sat in the one side door,
mm-hmm.
and blew in, and you just, everybody wanted to sit close to that area because the rest of it was hot. But this is good times. That's good times had by all.
1, 2, 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, big fat Eddie Ruppelman.
Yeah, amen. Give it up for God. Give it up for God.
Yeah, he going straight to hell.
Right. Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, that's a straight to hell.
Give it up for God.
You playing.
Yeah. You playing way too much.
You know what? I wanted to bring some up. D'Amica and I are having a serious conversation this morning, and we want to continue to watch what's happening across the world. But today on Friday here on the Don Miller Show, we wanted to take a minute. Yesterday was a pretty good show. We had a great conversation. We're here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, followed by the Shannon Burke Show. That's coming up at 2 p.m. right here on Florida Man Radio. Shannon Easy and the lovely and very talented Heather will be on your airways. They are followed by Jesse Kelly, and then in the morning, Bubba the Love Sponge. But we were talking about just the whole conversation about people taking hostages, and
we're talking about Israel. And
yes,
Hamas,
yeah, but
and
we shifted. We shifted into hostages, and you know what?
Not negotiating.
Remember, there was a time when it was like, we're not going to negotiate with terrorists, right? We ain't doing it.
Right.
And
that's when we was the baddest band out there.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. You're right, Holly. And yeah. And now it's this. You know. And I said something to myself. I said, "Self, when did we start this conversation about negotiating with terrorists?" Right. And look, when you leave this country, I think there should be a hidden rule. Right. You on your own. You go, depending on where you go, right? Let's be clear, huh? If you go over there.
Hostile territory.
Let me tell you something. If your parent ain't never told you this, right? If you go over there, you on your own.
Yeah.
My mama told me that. I'm dating this girl, lived in a project called Cabrini Green. I'll never forget this, right? Cabrini Green was horrible, known for murder. And murderous behavior and freaky girls, right? And met this girl, and I told my mom, she live over. My mom said, "Where that girl live?" I said, "Cabrini Green." She said, "If you go over there, listen to me, you on your own, right?" 321-339-1055. Am I wrong when I see these people go to these places that are having challenges and difficult scenarios? And then they get over there and they be like, "Can y'all come get me?"
Hey, you on your own.
Like Brittany Griner?
Like we traded an arms dealer who had connections.
An asset to the criminal world.
For a stud bull dagger.
I don't think it would have happened if she wasn't a stud.
Wow.
A lot of people think
you think
that.
If she was a straight basketball player, she'd still be
like,
over there?
Too bad.
So being a... Oh.
If she was a straight white basketball player.
If she was a straight white girl, she'd still be over there. Yeah, because she played all the cards. She hit all the... She was black. She was half man, half stud.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. God bless her.
And so then you got the, because you notice now, shout out to J. Kane, Real Rap Kane. Real Rap said, I said something last night, Real Rap and I were talking. He said, "Man, you said something finally made me understand your position." He didn't ever understood my position. He said, "I just thought you were just anti yada yada." No. I'm anti something, but I ain't anti the whole scenario, okay? And if she was just a white young lady who did what she did to end up over there, I think we'd still be negotiating, right? The fact that she was a black stud bulldagger at a time when we are embracing...
Pushing a narrative.
Right? For black stud bulldaggers, right? And so we traded a guy who probably created the pipeline for weaponry again. You know he called all his people up. He probably selling guns to everybody he know now. I'm back, y'all. Right?
We back in business.
The point is...
So sad.
Growing up, there were places... Like, I'm seeing people... Like, a friend of mine was getting ready to go to Africa, and I can't remember. Send me where you guys were going. They were not TL and Zender. They're going to Africa as well, but this is another friend of mine that was going to Africa, and somebody told him, "Don't go over there. Why would you go over there? But, you know, I want to go and see where it all started." No, I don't want to go see where it all started. You can tell me about it, but I don't want to go over there, right?
Because I'm good for video.
The conflict in some of these regions is real. And all you're going for is to take pictures. Send, you know what I mean? Sponsor somebody. Y'all pay enough money, this person gets secured and go over and take pictures for all y'all. Bring them back, share them. Y'all, and just don't go outside for 2 weeks and tell them you was over there. They ain't going to know. We got AI now. You could superimpose yourself at the pyramids. Huh? Man, I was at the pyramids. For real? How was it? Oh, it was amazing, man. I was at... Here's the picture. I'm superimposed at the pyramids.
Yeah.
Hey, I can put you anywhere you want to be. Just stay in the house for 2 weeks. Huh? It's cheaper. Would you agree? Tell me if I'm wrong, Demeek. Demeek think I'm crazy. But think about this, right? You spend $12,000-$15,000 to go to a country to take a selfie with something that don't exist in America. 15 G's, right? I was at the waterfall. What's the big waterfall in Africa that everybody go to? Stedman. It's a big ass waterfall in Africa.
I know what you're talking about.
Victoria Falls, yeah. Right? Don't you know they got an AI app right now that I could be at Victoria Falls when I walk off the station today?
All day.
Right? And just stay.
And you won't be getting wet.
Stay in the house. Go on Amazon and order T-shirts that say, I went to Victoria Falls. They got them on Amazon. Stay in the house for 2 weeks, right? And then just come back out like, where you been, man? I was in Africa for 2 weeks, man.
But what about for people who don't want to live a fake life?
They're living a fake life when they're jacking off money to go over there and take selfies.
No, it's not living a fake life. It's a real experience.
Let me tell you about experience. Right now in your life.
Some people want to have.
Right now in your life, Demeek Page.
What?
What would you rather have, money or experience? 321-339-1055. Right now in America, in the economic situation we in today, what would you ever have, money or experience? Because I speak for Don Miller right damn now. I'm telling you what I would rather have, some money. Holly, can I speak on your behalf?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Give me my
some money. Stedman, some money, right? So if you in an economic downturn, look at the market, want an experience, I am concerned that I need to start buying rationings.
I think.
Right now. You know what I mean? I done went and bought all the Spam. Okay? I got more Spam.
I got more Spam than
I'm telling you right now.
You got lanterns and bottled water?
You think I'm making this up? I got more lanterns than anybody I know.
Oh, boy.
I got lanterns.
I believe it.
When we leave here, look in the trunk of my car, Demeek. I got lanterns. I got Spam. I'm trying to get some more bullets.
Oh, huh? Wow.
And I'm not going to get on any Boeing product, okay, at all. So I'm going to hang around here for a minute, stock up on the things we need. Stephanie, y'all need some lanterns over there. I'll give y'all some lanterns.
Yeah, I need a lantern.
Okay, I got you one in the car, okay? The problem is, right now, I don't know how we got to terrorists, hostages, yes. Okay?
Not negotiating with terrorists.
If you leave right now and get stuck, I encourage the United States not to come get you. I'm just being honest. Because if you think it's okay right now, Holly?
Because but basically,
we're going to use resources to go get somebody who just spent a bunch of money to take some selfies.
But what you're trying to say, correct me if I'm wrong, what you're trying to say is if we would have stuck with our guns in terms of not negotiating with terrorists, it would curve kidnapping, it would curve taking Americans as hostages, and it would change how people would make decisions on what countries they would go travel to, absolutely. Knowing that, you know, hey, this is hostile territory. We know they're not going to come get us if we get kidnapped. But it would just kind of decrease some of that kind of activity is what you're implying.
Let me tell you something. Somebody called my mama. You know my mama. Rest in peace, mommy. Love you. Somebody called my mama.
Hello, this is Akbar. We have Don Miller, your son.
Where you got him at? He down in Florida.
No, he is here now in the foreign land.
She said, baby, well, he told me he was saved, so y'all do what y'all got to do with him. He know Jesus. Click.
That's good. He know Jesus. He good.
He good. Don't worry about it. We ain't got no money, baby. We trying to make ends meet. I just had to get my stove fixed Wednesday.
He know Jesus. He good.
Click. I told him. And guess what? It will go back to, I told your ass, don't go over there. You hear me, Holly?
Baby, he
got saved. Reverend Max Wayne baptized him. I think he was 9 then, good. Maybe 10. He baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Reverend Max Wayne baptized him. And so, listen, we don't have no money.
He ain't got no allergies, so he can eat anything.
He got no allergies.
Could you see my mama saying that to Big Face? My mama, like, he good. He know Jesus. He all right. Well, and matter of fact, we going to pray for him tonight. This Wednesday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night. Ain't nobody coming to get my black ass. Get out of here. You got me out of your damn mind, man. They know who to grab, Holly. Yeah, they know exactly who to grab. They looked at their ID already. They look at my ID. Mm-hmm. I can't give a cripple crab a crutch if I own the lumberyard. You know what I mean? They ain't you ain't getting nothing from me.
You can't give what?
A cripple crab a crutch if I own the lumberyard.
Now, that is something your mom would have said.
Where I got it from.
Oh,
man, funny. They know. It's this whole, the hostage situation.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Wouldn't that be crazy if you got somebody over there, you think you got a hostage? He's so good with his relationship with Jesus. He's like, listen, y'all got, he probably setting up his own little stage. He probably having his own sermons in the jail.
I gave my mama a number, but she ain't got caught waiting, so you get a business signal. She talking to my auntie. She talking to my auntie for 8 hours a day. Mama have him call waiting. You just got to keep calling back. Baby, I don't need no call waiting. If the Lord wants you to get through, you're going to get through. I was like, Mom, why you ain't got call waiting? I ain't going to do all that. Click over and lose the call I had.
That's funny. You're right, Mom.
Call my mom. I give my mom a number. Can you imagine? Baby, my green's on the stove. I'm going to talk back to you, Akbar. He know Jesus.
A whole nother. A whole Don Miller twist.
Don Miller.
Y'all laughing.
Views and opinions of this show.
Holly, come on, Holly. Funny. They know who to grab, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody kidnapping nobody, kind of nobody. Just they know who they kidnapping. You know? Mm. But we got to at some point, look, if I take my ass to the Middle East, to Iran, or just on a tour, you know, these people.
That's
tour.
Already enough right there. That's if
I get over there on a tour, because I want to see something they ain't got over here, right? And I get stuck or snatched, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be all right. Because I got baptized by Reverend Luther James McSwain when I was 8. Luther James McSwain when I was 8 years
that
old.
That name sounds so familiar.
That's
to me,
my
John.
Pastor, Reverend McSwain.
You talked about him that much.
But... Yeah, I talked about him. He's the pastor, first pastor I ever had. Reverend McSwain, he's 96 years old. He's still alive. But
do he know you talk about him every day?
I don't think, first of all, I don't think he liked me for years. And so I don't
somebody
know.
Somebody baptized you that don't like you?
He probably liked me when I was 8.
Oh, okay.
But I was a rambunctious youth. Okay.
That's what we're going to call
it.
He
was a rambunctious. You can imagine. Could you imagine, Don?
I was a rambunctious youth. Okay. But Stedman, you know what rambunctious mean? Stedman know all the words. What is rambunctious?
I mean, you're just out of damn control.
Yeah, exactly. I was a rambunctious youth.
You know
what youth,
that
means.
Right? And you know that reverend's thinking. And hopefully he didn't give you that bad water.
I know, right? I don't want nobody baptizing me.
You know, again,
like
I just think what we do oftentimes is we really spend a lot of time on distracting scenarios. But look, I want to get to some
distracting. What do you mean distracting?
We get ready to send. You know, hey, let's send some troops to get one guy, okay, who shouldn't have been over there. So we just spent $4 million to get a guy who comes back here and makes $49,000 and has not done anything to help anybody else, right? I don't know, man. In the words of that great Negro poet, Real Rap Kane, if they die, they die. You know what I mean? I hate to say that.
Wow.
You know? It's amazing that at a time like this, people are still intrigued by going to dangerous places. That's all I'm saying. Would you agree?
Yeah, but I ain't trying to go no dangerous place.
No, man, you know everywhere.
I'm saying this. I'm freaking out to go to the grocery store. So
right.
Yeah, I ain't trying to. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just saying if I get over there and it's my fault, I just want y'all to please understand. Let me keep me in your thoughts. Like send some balloons up. Have a balloon release.
You know what I mean? Oh, your man.
A balloon release. Yeah,
that's what reach heaven.
be your footstool. Can I get a witness in here tonight? So can I tell you something? When everything is against you, it seems like the odds are against you, and it has counted you down for your way out of here. I want you to tell them this. If you got Jesus, tell them this. Say,
don't worry.
Me.
Go ahead, let the song play.
Y'all want to know why?
Cause I've got the victory.
Shut down.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Stephen, I think you like this song. This is this one of your favorite songs. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. Give us a call.
321. Oh, wow.
What are we doing Friday? She took your draws. Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Or you can leave a 30-second open mic on the Florida Man Radio app if you have not downloaded already. You want to go ahead and do it because you can take us wherever you are in the country. You do not have to be in this great state we call the Sunshine State.
Mm. You actually don't have to be near us. You can be all the way over there.
All the way over there.
Yeah, we appreciate it. As
long as you got internet, we good.
Hey,
we
listen.
You want to hit the open mics before we turn the corner?
Of course we got to hit some open mics.
All right.
Hey, good morning, y'all. It's Ryan from Oklahoma running down the highway, burning diesel. Listen, that vape shop they got robbed. They need to change the name to Smoke and a Poke.
Oh, wow.
How did we get from Don Ho in tiny bubbles to the pocket veg? Oh, wow.
Hey, y'all, it's Geoff again. Y'all know I listen every day, all 4 hours. I haven't heard Stedman in the last hour and a half, but as soon as you guys said pocket vaginas, there you go. Thanks, Shane, Stedman. God. Keep coming back.
Sometimes you just got to chime in with what you know.
The rabbit is the newest item in the physical fitness industry. Now we know how D'Amica got them abs.
Oh, wow.
Scared. Man, Holly hates white folks. That's all there is to it.
Y'all too funny. I love y'all station. Oh, my God. You just make my day. Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, this is Penny Needle Patty, and yes, I'm in the bathroom, Holly, putting on my makeup, but y'all wanted to know what we thought about the rabbit? Well, I think I want one. You do, you do.
Don't do it.
I'm just putting in a message there to let you know how much I appreciate your show, how entertaining it is, and I really like the fact that you allow the callers or listeners to put in a little bit of input. The Atlanta, the city, definitely could use this on the radio so that some of those knuckleheads down there could get some of this common sense gospel from the Don Miller Show.
But you're
Holly,
jamming
you know
in the background.
Down there?
Apparently, he's down with OPP.
Be-do.
You're down with
him? Yeah, he was. He was clowning in the back.
He jamming in the background. That old school hip hop.
OPP. OPP.
That old school hip hop. That ain't how I got my abs.
Yeah.
So.
No. Oh, wow.
Just be clear.
Wrong person. not her abs. You know, I wanted to talk about something real quick. Is my mic on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I hear you fine.
So, I wanted to talk about something because I was excited about getting back into radio like we're into it now. D'Amica and I have been doing this for a long time. Holly and I have been doing this for a longer time. And so for the people who talk about our chemistry, this is just how we talk when we together.
Period.
Yeah, pretty much.
Different. We don't need radio for it.
And we have people that we insert into our conversation.
Like J. Kane.
That just talk like this when we're together. Uh-huh. Okay?
Yeah.
Like LP.
Yep, like okay? LP.
So it's not staged. We don't have a script.
Gonzo.
Yes. These are just,
we have zero script.
Yeah. They just flow with us.
But I've been thinking about a lot of things as we move on in radio. I think I'm watching all these people. I want to be a life coach.
Oh, gosh.
I think I want to be a life coach. I'm watching all these life coaches, and I went to a life coach one time. Did I ever tell you? I told you.
Yes, I've heard it thousands of times.
Did I tell you when I went to the life coach?
No, you didn't tell me that.
At the life coach to meet the life coach. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go to the life coach. I think I need my life coached, right? So
life coach.
So I went to the life coach, and so I'm sitting here being coached, right? First of all, I'm waiting for the life coach to show up, right? I'd show up in my car, nice car, Buick, and shut up, Ollie. So I show up, and the life coach who's going to take me to the next level of success, right, D'Amico? Mm-hmm. You had a life coach, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
You, Stedman?
No.
Holly, have you?
No.
So if anybody listening has had a life coach, call us and tell us about your experience, 321 339.
I want to hear about yours.
Well,
now,
Let me tell you. So I'm sitting here drinking a glass of wine, waiting for the life coach to show up. And where the life coach is coaching me at a place that I go to and have a glass of wine. So I got the table reserved out, just waiting for the life coach. And the life coach has been talking to me on the phone and just talking about success and the steps to, gave me a thing. I had to do some homework. The 5 steps to success. And financial empowerment, this is what life coach telling me. Mm-hmm. Life coach shows up in a 20-year-old car with duct tape on the dough handle, right? The life coach had to roll down the window and reach out the dough, Holly.
And open the door.
And let itself out, okay?
Oh, wow.
And I'm saying, I'm looking at this guy. He parked across the street. I'm like, man, this dude, man, he must be having a difficult time in life. I want to throw him $20, right? And gets out of the car. Then he walks around to the other dough, open that dough, gets his briefcase. Then he rolls up the window and he pushes the dough shut with 2 hands so it could catch the latch, right?
Yeah.
Then he walks toward me. And I'm like, hey, maybe the guy know that I want to throw him something. Hey, you're done? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm Matt. I'm the life coach. And I'm like, oh, no, homie.
Hey.
He's your life coach. What the hell is you doing showing up? How you going to coach my life?
And how did you choose this coach? Did you choose him from the internet?
Thank you.
Was you online looking? Oh,
no,
this looked like a
tell
good.
You
how
who?
Did you get connected with this person?
That's on you.
That's not on him.
No. He was on a panel that I saw online.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on a panel, and it was him, it was Shelly, a friend of the show, and 2 other life coaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying all these nuggets, and I was like, man, this is, I want. So I get the guy's information, shoot him a message on IG. Man, this dude's shoes were so toe up, y'all. Y'all know I'm a stickler for shoes, man. Come on, man. This dude's shoes was terrible. Like, it was terrible.
Mm.
And he sat down with me, and I'm like, I think it's a, I'm looking around for the camera. This has got to be a prank. This is not the guy that was on the stage talking about how he made his first money as a life coach and yada, yada.
Mm.
And so I think I want to be a life coach, but I want to be a different kind of life coach.
A different kind of life coach.
Holly, the dude was like a scam. D'Amica, it was a scam.
You got scammed.
I did.
Mm.
And I paid him $75 on Cash App before he came.
No, you just paid for his gas.
No,
oh,
the,
wow.
And that ragged ass car he had, he could have, yeah, man, I was like, so I think I'm looking for, y'all told me the other day, right here on the Don Miller Show, that I need to get a hobby. And I left here that day thinking about what my hobby was going to be. And I thought long and hard. I couldn't sleep the other
life
night.
Life coaching, that's what you came I up think, with as a hobby?
I think life coaching. I think I can help some people.
Some young people?
Yeah, I think I can help some old people. Mm. I think I can be a life coach.
Mm.
Or it'd be a tag team life coach, me and Holly. Like, you know what I mean? Me and Holly?
Hey, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Huh?
I'm with you.
You don't think
Let's
so?
Let's do it.
Oh, like a comedy hour.
No, a life coach.
Oh.
See what
I mean?
You have no, you have a terrible support mechanism. You don't think that.
Gotta work on your bedside
manner. I'm gonna tell you something. The Don Miller Show life coach. Like Jay Kane.
I'm with you, Don. I'm with you, Don.
No, no. Jay Kane could be a life coach.
Yes. Jay, I would say
Tell
yes.
Tell he get upset.
Yeah.
Tell he get mad. Okay, Ollie.
No.
Just don't bring up Diddy.
don't bring up Diddy.
Oh, wow.
Jay Kane, we could take the whole team.
I'll take Jay.
Yeah, Jay, tell he get upset. Then the whole life coaching thing go away, right? But I think I want to be a life coach.
Mm.
Huh?
I hear you.
Really? No. I think Holly would be perfect. Like Holly be the official blunt roller for the life coaching session. He rolls.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean, like a blunt perspective.
Okay. Not a blunt.
Oh.
Yeah, Holly has a blunt perspective.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. His
Tamika is so precious.
His blunt perspective is brought on by blunts, okay? But I was thinking about that, and I was like, damn, maybe I could actually be a life coach.
Mm.
So I found, no, y'all, see, y'all don't should give me, y'all don't respect me.
Well, it ain't that we don't respect you, Don. We just know you.
I like that, Ali.
That's all.
I like the way you said that. You said that like an old person.
Like to know Don like is your grandmama to love would Don. Say it.
Okay. So I just.
Bless her heart.
Y'all don't think I can do that?
Bless his heart.
I don't understand why y'all discourage me so much.
We don't discourage you. We don't discourage you.
Mm-mm.
We just want you to do right by yourself.
Thank you. I like that. That's good. Do right by yourself.
Look, right now, there is a class, and it's called Thriving Coach Academy. I was going to sign up. And because you can get a certified certification. Did I say certified certification?
Mm-hmm, that's what you said.
Yeah, I said that. And you could just go and be a coach, man, and be a life coach and just tell people, just, you know, yay, go team.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and get a check and get a check, man. And I think that's what I'm going to do, man.
Mm.
Because listen to this. Coaching as an industry is unregulated. So there are no formal requirements for a person to become a life coach. However, there are a number of coach training programs that a person may opt to take to deepen their education and learn more about the best ways to work with individuals. I can do that. Tamika, you don't think so? Holly? No.
Wow.
Maybe.
You have days.
Yeah. Let's just, Holly, give him a segment.
Yeah.
Can I have a life coaching segment on the show? Even though the whole show you talk, so I don't know how the segment would
be. Yeah, that would be kind of weird. That would be an odd transition.
Oh, wow. Damika just, whoa, boy, you just, poop, just low, oh, yeah, let me shoot you one real quick.
Stop,
okay, well, maybe I gravitate back.
Tamika, you are funny.
Maybe I gravitate back to drywall. That's what my second option.
No, well, we know that's
doing
not
going drywall.
To be, that's not an option. These are
hot things? I'm just trying to find something.
I can't
new,
even
man.
See Don mixing up no drywall.
Nothing. Mix. Right, exactly.
I just want to do something.
I agree with
man.
That.
Yeah. You know, I can't sleep.
Yeah, they'd be like, turn on the. Turn on the drill so you can mix it up. Turn on the drill.
I just want to do something, man.
Why don't you put together puzzles?
No, that's
a thousand piece
I can't
puzzles.
Put together. I tried.
Oh, not put together puzzles.
I tried that already, man.
Wow.
Y'all just don't believe in me, man. Listen, I just want
to. We believe in you.
You do not believe. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. We are.
Well, I just tell you this. You know we believe in you because we're here every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I am.
Well, but, we believe but in each
every,
other then because we all
can't
here.
Be here.
Well, that and they pay.
But there we go then.
Already he get a check. He said he'd be sitting on the porch.
Hey, I ain't mad at him.
I can get free advice from Don and still get paid.
And he go home and eat his edibles.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
I don't need a life coach. I figured it out.
Angel Edibles is your life coach, right? Look, I want to run into a conversation. Okay, we haven't talked about this. Shout out to Quetta Jean Johnson from the Ridiculous Johnson family. Quetta. Quetta Jean Johnson, we were talking the other day, and several people mentioned that I have not mentioned the name Fonnie Willis in a long time.
We haven't done a Fonnie Willis update.
No Fonnie Willis update.
Oh.
But so we got to hit the Fonnie Willis update. There is actually something going on in Fonnie Willis's life, right? So Fonnie Willis's
appropriate music.
Yeah, there's something going on
in
the life of Fonnie Willis. So for those who may not know, Fonnie Willis is the prosecutor, state attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. She also has served as a prosecutor and a jump off. For those who don't know what a jump off is, that's someone that gets sex by someone else's husband. Unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of different levels of jump off activity. Anyway, so Fonnie Willis has not been in the news. She's kind of got quiet, but her staff, we're going to come back to this. Let's head over to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
This is Rick in College Park.
Hey, Rick.
I know this is What Are We Doing Friday. I've got two questions I'd like to ask and get your input on. First one is, which is better, a $5,000 Versace bag or a paper bag with $5,000 in it?
That's a no-brainer.
A paper bag with $5,000 in it.
Agreed. So tell me, why is it people spend themselves poor to make them look rich?
Are you asking some poor folks that?
I ain't poor.
You ain't poor in spirit.
All right.
You ain't poor in Jesus. You rich in Jesus, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good point. That. And we're going to bring, I think that's a conversation I think we should have momentarily. Thank you so much, my friend, because you're right, man. Hey, listen, hold on. Because I want to finish.
Wow.
Why do people, what do you say? Why do people spend money? Why do poor people spend money to look rich?
Mm-hmm.
And D'Amica says, I ain't poor.
Yeah, I'm not going to claim that title.
Okay, good. Well, I don't know what poor is.
Because poverty is a mindset. Okay. That's why I'm not going to claim
you sound
that
like
title.
Reverend Dr. And that's Reverend why. Eichenkopf.
And that's why.
Okay, nope. Okay, that's why what, D'Amica? You lose your train of thought every time.
Yeah, because you got me.
Multitasking. It's called production. Okay, go ahead. So let me just go back to the Fonnie Willis circus real quick, and we're gonna come back to that because that's a brilliant. Thank you so much, Rick, in College Park. One of the things that I'm watching this Fonnie Willis scenario, it has quieted down, quite frankly, but has it really? So her chief prosecutor is prosecuting the gang, drug, YSL activity.
RICO case against Young Thug.
Young Thug, that's his name. Young Thug, right?
She's the lead prosecutor.
She's the lead prosecutor, right? Mm-hmm. Holly, when you would have you seen the latest in this, in the Young Thug trial?
No, I haven't seen much of it. I kind of turned it off a little bit.
Okay.
As far as it was just too much going on in Atlanta.
Okay, so Young Thug is a young rapper. He says thug does not mean thug, what we know. It means truly humbled under God. This is what the white man, his lawyer said, that's what thug means, right?
You can say it mean well.
Huh? No, right. That's real. Okay.
So
he can say it mean whatever. I mean, come on.
So let me just say this. These people are absolute idiots, and it is shameful to watch the type of behavior educated people in the legal. I have never seen this. So here she is in front of a judge in a criminal proceeding. Listen to this.
I'm going to ask the state their issue on this. Are you cutting this out? Did you have discussions with Mr. Sharp?
Madam? We did have discussions.
When?
Well, this morning.
That's too late. The evidence is excluded. The evidence is excluded. I'm going to exclude because I told you that this was going to happen. No. We're excluding that. And I'm going to exclude the PowerPoint that you all submitted. Well, you're not gonna wholesale introduce it.
We have no intention. You're all right. Let me just be real clear. We are not here to introduce the PowerPoint today. Oh, I personally reached out via telephone and called at least two members of the defense team and asked them to call me back. And I would like
but you all should not be identifying this stuff the moment of trial while the jury's sitting in a box. This is the last. I am not gonna tolerate this any further. If you don't get together with your colleagues and flag issues and resolve them promptly, and if I have to take them up, remember, I can exclude them. We'll work the weekends, or we'll do a combination of both. So this time, I'm gonna exclude that.
Hey, hold on. I just want to say, this black
folks. That's a little heated.
No. That's nonsense, and that's Negro nanigans. Let me tell you why. Why is that allowed to happen? And Mr. Judge, this is the Fulton County Superior Court Chief Judge that's going back and forth with this moron-ass lawyer lady. Where do they do that at, Holly? Where do they
do that?
I don't
know. It just sounds like it. That sounds like something up to the church. You know, like when people be having their little arguments and somebody get a little out of hand, the pastor have to change up.
This is already the longest trial in Georgia history. Okay? This is ridiculous. It's embarrassing. It's nonsense. The state told the judge they plan to bring 150 witnesses over 120 court days, which is 6 to 7 months. Prosecutors initially said they plan to call approximately 700 witnesses. What prosecutor's office thinks it's a good idea to even call 700 witnesses?
Wow.
How long that's going to last, huh?
I want to know what the 700 witnesses, how they're involved. I mean, are they just getting the guy who cashed the check at the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have 700 people in my life.
First of all, they got Gunna. Okay, Gunna, you know who Gunna is, right, Holly? Gunna, the rapper named Sergio Kitchens. They got Unfunk, who's Quantavious Greer. He already pled guilty. They got Shawty, that's Trontavious Stevens. Okay, then they got Durante. Then they got Mock, who his name is Zoantius Johnson. Like, Jesus!
Let's talk about these names. Let's talk about these real names. I missed that section.
Unfunk. UNFOONK. That's Quantavious Greer.
Quantavious.
Yeah. And Slime Life Shawty, you know who that is. Slime Life Shawty, that's Trontavious Stevens.
And then you got
Durante. He rejected a plea and was sentenced to 15 years, 5 years in prison, 10 years on probation, right? And you got Monk. Holly.
Monk.
What are we doing, man? Tell me what we're doing.
What are we doing?
There might be some people not familiar with this case.
Okay,
so,
you bring them up to speed.
Yeah, so she's prosecuting the RICO cases against Young Thug. His name is Jeffrey Williams. He's 27 years old. And there have been several indictments that were brought in May of 2022 accusing Williams, Young Thug, of being the kingpin of Young Slime Life. An Atlanta-based street gang affiliated with the Bloods, which is a gang. So that's what this case is all about for those who may not be familiar with the RICO cases.
Let me just say this. And y'all can say, Don Miller, it's offensive that you say this. Y'all can call me a name. I don't give a damn. And I want to spend this moment, this next couple of moments, talking to these young mothers right now who are carrying children in the urban community. Let me just say something. If your child's name is Quantavious, he has a 75% more chance of going to jail than if his name is Joseph.
Oh, wow. Wow.
If your name is Trontavious.
Tranquility. Here. Legendary.
These names.
Here. Who naming y'all these names?
If you name your child Trontavious. It's highly likely he ain't gonna have an encounter with the police. I'm just being honest. Go look, man. Go. You ever just go to mugshots? Just look at the mugshots. Do that when you ain't got nothing else to do. It is more. It is more Viuses. That's what I call them. That's the V-I-O-S at the end, right? Trontavious, Quantavious, Rontavious, Bloquantavious. They all got mugshots, man. Ronanocatavious, huh? If your name is Avius or Tavius, huh?
Did you say Runamucka?
Tavius.
Avius.
Runamucka-tavious. Runamucka-tavious.
Runamucka-tavious.
Huh?
Oh. Arrestavious. Wow, Arrestavious, okay? Mugshotavious, okay? If your name is Atavius, there's a correlation, Holly. Am I wrong? Am I being terrible right now?
No, very truthful, be truthful.
How the hell in one case, you got six Taviuses? One damn case.
I mean, I want to know how all of them got together. Did they just all get together because their name was Tavius at the end of Avius?
How did they come together?
How did that just come together with that many bad name? I mean, different type of names.
In one case, you got six Taviuses. How? There's a correlation. Please do not put Tavius at the end of your child's name. I'm just telling you right now, guys, go look. I'm telling you, on the street, that name means something to the police. Okay? I'm telling you what I know. God? God? Tell me, y'all think I'm making this up.
Yeah, right? I got three aviuses here. I just got to go figure out which one.
I'm serious, Avius. Man. And look, think about this. Watch this. If you go down, and this name came, it's a 90s name. This is a 90s name, right? But yeah. It's a 90s really urban Section 8 name.
Section 8 name.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some people who grew up in the urban community, saw the value in giving their child a real name, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm reading this case. And this is where this is coming from. It's not coming from the names. But after reading the case, I wanted to have a better understanding why all this nonsense was going on in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up a list of all the people involved in this, the tree of criminality, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And they got branches. And every branch had a Tavius on it. And I'm saying to myself,
wow.
Then I want to know, what does Tavius even mean? What does Tavius, what is that? Is there? Is it?
What did that come from?
Is it an African, you know, let's go to break. We come back. Let's break down Tavius.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness.
And see if we can get a better understanding. Okay? Because right now what Tavius mean and what is happening to Tavius is in this country. We need to stand against the Tavius community. Yeah. The Tavius community is ruining this country right now. We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Friday night, just got paid. Johnny Paycheck.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. So, Holly, do you remember this video? When you get a chance, when you go back and look at this video, I can definitely see you, myself, and Don doing a couple of those moves.
That was Johnny Kemp.
For a quick clip TikTok. Wouldn't that be a cool TikTok clip?
Oh, wow. We could do that.
Me, you. Yeah, those 80s moves.
Johnny Kemp was a Bahamian.
Because they're pretty simple. Don can do them.
He was a Bahamian R&B singer. And this was his biggest hit, probably, I'm sure, right?
You can do those moves, Don.
Yeah, he's from the Bahamas. He's from Nassau. Johnny Kemp. This was a great song.
Oh, yeah. Very popular song.
It still does good on the dance floor when you play it somewhere.
So, check this out, guys, real quick. I came across this name conversation because I was reading about some of the convictions. So, I saw the name Rontavious, right?
Rontavious.
So, I started looking and looking and then I see another crime And I'm like, this dude was cold. He was doing this, this. And then it finally hits me when I go back that, no, there was a Rontavious and a Rantavious. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to myself, what the hell? Then you see Trontavious, right? And I'm going down this list, and I was like, I got to talk to my people about this. And so when I start talking to my people, who is Jesus, and I start talking, and I'm saying, what is this Tavious thing? So then I find out that Tavious is the root word is a African root word, and the root word Tavious comes from the word from a boom boom tribe, Inkar. Okay, so that's the root word, and the root word Inkar, you put that with the word serrate, and so Tavious means incarcerate.
Oh goodness,
Holly.
It sounded so convincing.
Wow.
Hey, Stem.
That sounded so
Man, I mean, I might need to be off the show now.
Okay.
That was too much, Don.
Yeah, that was racist as hell, too.
Wow.
So
the views and opinions of this shit. No. Wow.
But again, I just, it's crazy. We got to do better.
How do you come up with this?
Huh?
It's hot off your press, huh?
Yeah, but and also, listen. There's also I'm gonna tell y'all who said this. So my friend, now I ain't gonna put her name out there on the street.
Oh wow!
She said Tavious is the most popular name on WIC applications in America.
WIC.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You know WIC is, Holly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I? Yeah. I was a WIC. I was brought up on WIC.
Yeah. When? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
WIC wasn't out when you was young. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was, bro.
WIC? Women's Interest Children.
Yes. Yes.
Really? Hey.
My mother was, all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a list of the most popular names in prison in America?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the most popular?
I'm trying to. I know it's a Tavious.
It's a Vus.
Yeah. Well, they don't. I think they didn't want to tell because they didn't. The people who did this probably didn't want to be viewed as racist. So they said the name was Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Yeah, the most popular name in prison in America is Jeremy.
Hmm.
Then next to that.
You're talking about. In America, correct?
Criminal names. Top criminal names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably Jeremy, because he probably a lot of Jeremys do drugs. But I'm looking
at... do drugs.
Yeah, you know a bunch of them Jeremys do drugs. Yeah, you know them Jeremys. God, that's Jeremy over there, yeah. Don't say it. You know them Jeremys be doing drugs.
Jeremys do drugs,
you're
man.
Such a generalist.
Oh, man, I'm the worst of all time. I know who I am.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, anyway, real quick, I wanted to hit on something before we got out of here. Stedman, you over there? The clock is ticking. It's Friday. People get ready to go home.
You always get Stedman.
Hey, what y'all doing this weekend?
I ain't going nowhere. Well, you asking me?
What y'all doing over there?
We ain't doing much over there. We're just kind of laying low over here.
Yeah. What y'all doing over there, Holly?
Actually, I got some cleaning up and going through an old storage unit and all that kind of stuff to go. So I got work to do.
Okay, what you doing over there in beautiful Lake County, Florida?
Cleaning up.
Damn, drink up, Holly.
Holly making him a martini as we speak. He already got started.
I'm like, Marge, clink, y'all clink. Gotta throw...
Are you gonna
wow.
do this? Huh? Are you gonna
Yeah. So anyway.
Are you done?
No, I was invited to a wedding this weekend.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going. But I was invited to a wedding this weekend.
Wait, is this the one you needed white people for?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I didn't get no white people to go with me.
This is your white, okay.
Yeah, I needed to take some whites. Couldn't get no whites volunteered, so I won't be going.
Speaking of weddings.
Yeah, right. So speaking of weddings, I was following this story of this young lady.
Did you
lady.
Plan that segue? No, you didn't.
Good, I actually
no,
did. Didn't. Yes, I no, actually
you
did.
You did.
Yes,
I don't believe you did.
Why you don't think I'm good at this? Okay, I actually segued that. So speaking of weddings, there was an amazing situation happened. I want you guys to hear this, okay, because this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Listen to this.
I did a wedding the other day, and you never guess what happened. She said the bride needs to go to the toilet just before the ceremony. This is like pre-ceremony. And she walked into the toilet, and what she saw is enough to end a wedding. What do you think she saw?
Was he with someone else?
No, worse.
Have a...
worse.
Get a...
worse.
I don't
worse
know.
Than anything sexual. But he was in there. The groom was in there.
Doing drugs?
No. He was being breastfed by his mum.
Sorry, what? Why would you marry a man that's getting bitten?
Well, like, I don't think she knew that that was what was happening.
One last. Why is his mum still producing milk?
What? He's been doing it continuously to get to that bit.
Absolutely.
Is that crazy?
Mm-mm.
So.
What? Wait.
So the mom is breastfeeding.
And she went through with marrying him.
Okay, first of all, why
is she still married? She still married him. The lady still married him.
Hey, Holly, where does that come out on the wheel of wow?
That's wow.
That's good. Yeah, so she walks in, she catches the mom breastfeeding her son, and she still marries him. She does not walk out and cancel the wedding. She goes through with the wedding.
Oh, I would have canceled that, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, yes,
you always talking.
I would have been crying. Yeah. I would have been hurt, busted, and disgusted.
I'd have been crying, I'd have been hurt if I was a man.
Oh, man.
Can we hear that again?
Oh, wow.
Well,
let me
just say
something. You take this woman to be your lovely woman.
I wouldn't have went through with it at all.
First of all, Damika, stop.
What do you mean, stop?
You're so damn judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental.
You are the main one. Come on this damn show.
How is that
every
being judgmental?
Day. Can I finish?
Whatever.
Because you're going to make me walk out of this damn studio.
Whatever.
Let me just say something. You're the main one. Come on this show. Every damn show. Pushing nutritional value.
Oh, you so
you the main one.
Yeah,
you are the...
You were crazy.
You the main one on here pushing nutritional values. Okay?
Terrible.
Huh?
Oh,
that man is getting nutrition. I bet that man been getting that kind of... Come
I
on.
I bet he healthy.
Yeah.
Y'all
ain't got
so
no
wrong.
Ailments. Ain't got no gout. Ain't, you know what I mean? I bet that man is healthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh? Come on, Damika.
Don't come on, Damika. Nothing.
Damika would say, "Don't clue and clue."
No,
me.
I'm just telling you.
I wouldn't encourage. I said I would not. That's not being judgmental. I'm saying if I would have seen it, a man that I'm getting ready to marry, and I've been celibate all these years, you think I'm gonna marry a man and his mama? Oh no!
But again,
she's
gonna
be there every night.
You have to understand. There's a great
because you know, because that's a genre on porn, and usually
it's called erotic lactation.
Yeah, when they're in those kinds of relationships, it's a form of addiction as well.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm not trying to marry no man and his mama.
Listen. There's a wonderful, wonderful article in Cafe Mom.
I would have been crying.
Go to Cafe Mom.
Disappointed.
No, go to CafeMom.com. There's a wonderful article that says
Mom.
Adult breastfeeding is a great way to build intimacy and arousal between partners.
That's a mama and a son. Grown man and a son.
Yeah.
A grown man and a mama. What you talking about intimacy?
There's another.
So how he going to build intimacy with his wife if he has intimacy with his mama? Come on, y'all. Stop playing. I want y'all to stop playing.
I'm with you.
Sorry, don't make it like my mom does.
Okay, again.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
There's some... No, you got to listen. There's some evidence that a protein
I
lipid...
I love how you're trying to make this
there's some,
real...
No, I'm telling you. There's some evidence. Can I finish? Damn, don't nobody want to hear it. There's some evidence that a protein lipid in breast milk known as Hamlet might have potential... uses in treating cancer. I'm just telling you.
Oh, okay. So it was a cancer. Man, I thought you was talking about he was just doing it. It's for cancer. Okay. Oh,
now it all makes sense. Thank you.
Bruh, if you ever see me with my mama's nipples in my mouth, I'm come on now. I'm open to a lot of new things and understanding and things I don't get and I don't know. I'm not buying that. I'm sorry. No.
Ooh, Holly.
No.
Wow,
no.
Man. Come on, man.
No.
Dude, people do different things, man. Y'all judgmental.
Mama, let me hold your breath real quick. I'm gonna give me a sip so I can go back in this game. I'm going.
I'm thirsty.
I mean, what are we doing? Oh my goodness!
Hey, everybody, listen. The Don Miller Show.
I hope our listeners don't do this. I
guarantee you, we got some breastfeeding listeners as we speak.
Well, right, I ain't saying they shouldn't be breastfeeding. I'm just saying talk about it. We do a lot of things that we don't talk about.
Hey, again, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Don Miller Show right here on Florida Man Radio. It ain't for the faint of heart now. I can tell you right there. We got some open mics.
Yeah.
Let's listen to some open mics real quick.
Hey, folks. I'm just putting in a message there to let you know how much I appreciate your show, how entertaining it is. I really like the fact that you allow the callers or listeners to put in a little bit of input.
I've been listening for the past few months, and Don talking about he want to be a life coach as a hobby. I love you, Don, but you're way too judgmental. A life coach should be impartial and reserve judgment during and after the life coaching session.
Wow.
Glorilla arrested DUI. In Gwinnett County, Georgia. Check it out.
Hi, Don, it's Bill, your ex-financial life coach. Well, you can have your $75 back because you wouldn't listen to a word I said. But by the way, my Reliant K just runs just fine. I've got about 310,000 miles. It purrs like a kitten. Thank you very much.
Now, that's funny.
Yes.
He made up a whole person.
No, it really was him, Bill.
Oh, wow.
If you get more than one Tavius, does it become Tavii? Just ask.
Ton de tono. Because I'm white as hell, TMNT to me means Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But thanks to the Don Miller Show, TMT means too many Taviuses. Seems to be a thing. Beedoo, beedoo.
Hey, listen, everybody, again, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Shannon Burke Show coming up next. We really appreciate you. You can follow D'Amica Paige at D'Amica Paige, P-A-I-G-E. Follow her.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, April 19th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Jury set, and Omar arrested. Close call at Reagan, and another one leaves California. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. A juror was dismissed from the Trump trial after she told the court, "It would be hard for me to maintain impartiality and fairness." She told the court that she got calls from friends and family members, and things were said that led her to come to the conclusion that she cannot be fair as a juror. I say good for her. The fact that she realizes how difficult it is to be fair and the fact that she understands her own biases, I think makes her the most qualified. Way better than the person who is biased but thinks, oh, I'm not biased at all. Like another juror who was dismissed who turns out was arrested in the 90s for tearing down political posters. That person said they can remain fair and unbiased. I much more trust the first juror, but they were both dismissed. One juror said she could be impartial even though her son works for a Democratic congressman. They ultimately found 12. Five alternates will be decided today. One woman, who will eventually decide Trump's fate, called him selfish and self-serving, but the judge allowed her to be on the jury because she then said, oh yeah, but I can still be fair and impartial. Opening arguments start on Monday. 108 people were arrested by NYPD on charges of criminal trespass at Columbia University. It was a part of a pro-Palestine protest that began as their university's president testified in front of a House committee regarding her school's response to anti-Semitism. The president of Columbia looking to avoid the same fate as her colleagues at University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. Ursa Hersey, the daughter of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, was among those arrested. She's a student at Barnard across the street. She's been suspended from her university. It's just a matter of time. There was another close call at Reagan Airport. One plane was given permission to cross a runway at the exact moment when another plane was given permission to take off from that runway. They stopped 300 feet from each other. We're averaging one close call a day in America. I talked the other day with the lawyer behind a class action lawsuit that's claiming that the FAA changed the air traffic control test from a merit-based test to a race-based questionnaire. Their claim is they're no longer taking the best for the job based on merit alone. Tokio Marine America Insurance and Trans-Pacific Insurance Company saying they're leaving California. Add that to State Farm, Allstate, Farmers Insurance, and The Hartford that are not accepting new insurance applications in California. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The Shannon Burke Show.
I wanted to ask that doctor if there was some way cosmetic to add. I want my foreskin back.
Think you gotta stretch what God gave you.
If they can make a penis out of a forearm for transgender, right. They can figure out how to slap an extra little skin on there if you want it. Maybe it's the same skin as your eyelids anyway. So if you don't need your eyelids,
as long as you don't need to close your eyes anymore.
Yeah, but I got my foreskin back.
The Shannon Burke Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. East, 1 Central on Florida Man Radio.